mix master AJ Twiz spitting demon tea and on the mic.
Why is this video off?
Unfocused.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Unfocused. I'm AJ Twiz.
And I'm T. It is episode 319 of Unfocused. And that's the amazingly named Sharpedo.
As it episode. Should be.
And Sharpedo is another point for Sharpedo. He's the brutal Pokemon.
Ooh, okay.
Wild.
From savage to brutal.
Damn, that's how you do it.
Damn.
You know, that's how you do it, man.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Next week, we're going to have some crappy ass thing, right?
I know. That was too good. They ran out of their imagination right there.
Are we doing an episode next week? Next week's Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah, we're good. We're good. We'll be back next week, anyways.
We're back. And, you know, this is the podcast about video games, comics, animes, movies, nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, nerd stuff.
That's what we do here.
That's what we do. That being said, don't forget, you can find us on our main website, collision28.com. You can contact us on Twitter at unfocused28. There's also, you know, we're available to listen to the podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Google things.
There, Google things. That's the other one.
Twitch.tv/collision28 to watch us live. And, of course, you can catch these on YouTube, youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Justin TV, rest in peace. All right. So unfocused.
Yeah, that's us.
We usually kick it off on Unfocused with our Unfocused weeks. What'd you do?
You know, hung out, chilled out. I really didn't do anything, honestly. I just realized, like, man, this week went by fast. It's already a fucking another show already. I feel like I just did this shit yesterday. But, you know, just no lifing Digimon. That's what I do. I've been working.
I feel it. I literally do. I know.
I don't think I played any games or anything. I haven't played anything new. I don't even think I went to the arcade since last week, to be honest. Damn, really? Yeah, I don't think I have. Yeah, all I've been doing is working on my little webpage thing, actually. If I can, like, bring it up here real quick, you know, to show some progress here, you know. I made this database that has all the Digimon cards that exist.
Fucking badass.
And then you can click on these bitches and, you know, it has all this information right here, right?
Should I send you the BT6 list so you can get ahead of the game?
Sure, yeah, I'll go look for it later. I have an easy, like, two-step process to actually just load that shit in there.
My bad.
Because, like the other day, I was trying to, you know, create this, where is it? Security control deck, right? And I was trying to create this, and I realized I didn't have Gaia Force yet, like, in here. I was like, I was searching it, and it wasn't coming up. I was like, oh, I haven't put the Red Starter set in here yet. So I just, you know, 2 minutes later, it was there.
You know, I was going to tell you that people have been mentioning on a lot of channels I've been checking out for Red that why you don't need Gaia Force, but I forgot you're playing Red Yellow Control.
Yeah.
So they actually, you could use that. Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
Yeah. So yeah. And then, this is like a deck page that I made. I just finished coding all this shit today where, like, it has the actual list, 50 cards in here, you know, 5 eggs, like 25 of them are Digimon, 20 of them are options, 5 tamers. I got 4 level 3s, 4 level 4s, got 8 of them, level 5s, got 4 of them. 7 and 2, and then it has all the colors right here too of each one. So yellow, you can't see this because I don't know why this shit's all weird. But
if anyone feels lost, it's because we were talking about the Digimon card game.
Yeah, that's a card game.
Has a very specific set of rules and language that you may not understand what we're saying.
I was just speaking it to you right now. and then that's what I've been working on. And I got this shit working. And if I needed to add a card on here, you know, I can just type like Omnimon real quick right here, search it, and then this list will come up. It's not supposed to be overlapping like this. I'll look into that later.
Do you have an Alter S? Is that Alter S?
No, I don't have it. It probably says 0. Like if I clicked on it,
bro, I still haven't seen that fucking card, man.
Okay, that's what it looks like right there.
No, I know. I mean, I've seen it, but I haven't like found it physically. I'm like, I'm so annoyed because, like, it's around. A lot of people have it. I've opened so many boxes of BT1. I've never seen this motherfucker. Like, it's kind of frustrating.
If I had any, I would say I have 4. I'd just click add to deck, and then bam, it's right here on my deck. It says I have 4 in this deck.
You've never pulled one either, right?
I've never pulled one, so I'm going to put 0.
Wags has never pulled one, right?
I don't know anyone that's pulled one, personally.
What's up, man? What's up with Alter S?
I have no clue.
So weird. Anyway,
but yeah, so I've been working on this shit. I'm mostly satisfied with it now. I just gotta like go in and start filling in all the little details. Like these are all empty for the effects and all that. So, like some of them are full, but a lot of them are not. So I just got to go and work on that. Like, I think this guy should be full because he's like BT1 or something. Yeah, so he has all the information there. But I got to fix this, make it look prettier. But, I mean, it's functional, though.
Nice. Mostly. Okay. What else have you been doing?
This is mainly it.
Video games?
Just for kicks, I've been watching,
Office?
Office, of course. What else did I watch? Just randomly, just off on the side. Like, I watched something else.
You know what's funny? You were watching, like, one of the golden moments of Yu Yu Hakusho before he started doing the detective cases. Or, you know, the early detective cases, I guess, could be included in
it. It's literally the first episode. I was watching from the beginning of season one, the first, like, 4 or 5 episodes.
You know, I almost kind of wish they would have made a second anime that was just like that with Yu Yu Hakusho, with the first, like, you know, the first 6 or 7 episodes had a certain feel and style to it.
Like the freshman year or something
like
that.
Yeah, like supernatural, but teen drama, like... But, you know what I mean? Like, how it was just like that?
It wasn't the manga like that? Like, it started off longer?
It was much longer that.
With him being a ghost and all that?
It was almost like 2 whole books of him... Not 2 books of him being a ghost, but, you know, him being a ghost and him being a regular teenager just coming back into his body. Like, that was happening for, like, 2 whole books.
Mm.
And I kind of almost wish that would have been its own anime in a way, like, you know, and then seen a fighting one too, you know, having like 2 separate things.
But then that would have been weird if they spent a whole season like that. I guess if they added more fighting into it and stuff and just sprinkle in some like demon stuff in there, maybe that could have worked.
Yeah.
Because it kind of just flips all of a sudden and now you're all of a sudden just fighting demons out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I mean. It was kind of a weird change, which I'm not mad about.
Yeah.
It's funny that Bleach was kind of the same thing. I don't know if you remember, like, the first 11 episodes of Bleach are totally different than everything else after Bleach. Like, first 11 or 12 episodes are... You know, just him slaying hollows, meeting other weird supernatural people, and all of a sudden, bam, fighting anime. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit, really?
That's true,
like,
actually, yeah.
Really? I was surprised. I remember, oh, we're going to fight? Like, that's cool.
That's true. But yeah, so watching a little bit of that, and then I think that's honestly it. I haven't done anything else. No.
Okay, no problem. Other things, so things I've done.
I'm looking around, see if anything else. I don't think there is.
Oh, I got this wrap still on my hand.
Oh, I got these. I want to try these out.
What's that?
Dragon Shield, perfect fit. They're like double sleeve, because I like to double sleeve my shit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going
to
try these out.
So this is a perfect fit, so you don't have to double sleeve.
No, so you do have to double sleeve it. They're perfect fit, so they can fit into a sleeve.
Oh, weird. Okay, cool. Oh, I get it. It's a thinner one, and then you put that into a regular sleeve.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Oh, yeah, I still got this wrap on my hand, because I had lacerated my finger. Or for people
whatever
that don't
that
understand,
means.
I cut it.
That means he's looking like Zach, the Black Ranger. You know he's missing a finger, right?
He is?
Yeah. You never knew? Oh, I got to show you this shit. I can't
believe
you never knew that.
Why is he missing a finger?
He's just like that, dude.
The actual actor, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. I've seen him before, and I didn't notice that.
Well, like a finger is like one of the top results right there.
You know what I mean? I've seen him before, and I didn't notice
that. Look at that shit. He's a straight up missing a finger right there.
What?
Look at even the way he holds the morpher right there.
Yo, how did I never notice that?
I wonder how he filled his gloves in.
They probably just left it hanging there.
That's
wild. I didn't even know that,
yeah,
man.
Well, those are the best pictures right there, though, is like this one.
Him
right?
And Trini?
Yeah.
That's one of the only pictures. I feel like they fucked up and didn't cut it out that time. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, being a Power Ranger's hard, okay?
Yeah, man.
They should have worked that into the story and had that in the book, him actually getting it cut off.
Like, they should have done that. That would have been dope.
But yeah, so my fingers, no, it doesn't mean I'm like Zach. I still have the fingers, you know, disappointing.
You're one step closer to being a Ranger, man.
What's up, Carlos? Yeah, man, I keep missing my chance every time. Yeah, you know, somebody asked me, like, man, what happened to your hand? I was like, I'm wearing this wrap for your protection, not mine, okay? And they were like, what? Yeah.
You know, you should tell me, you know I'm the baddest rapper.
Right? but yeah, so I can take this off tomorrow. They're going to take it off for me tomorrow, I guess. I can't do it myself. I could really slide it off, but apparently they don't want me to do that. So, okay.
Is that like a specific way to do it?
I don't know. I feel like they're going to use that saw that only cuts the fucking
thing. Oh, that's cool.
Thing. I mean, it'd be cool to watch it.
Yeah.
But
just
anyway.
Just hope they don't go too far with it, you know?
But that being said, it actually doesn't cut skin. That's the first thing I thought about.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a saw that cuts through the fucking cast, but it will not cut your skin.
You know what's crazy? Is that, like, actual, like, table saws, like, have that special as a feature. Like, it'll cut through wood, but if it I don't know how the fuck it detects a finger, but if it detects a finger, like, it'll stop. And, like, people, like, test it.
Get one of those from Mondo.
But I know, right? But, they tried, doing, to test them sometimes. They'll put a hot dog in it, and it'll stop, and the hot dog will be fine. like not a scratch on the hot dog. It's wild. Like, how the fuck does that? How does it know to stop on soft, but like to cut through like hard shit?
I don't like
that's
that.
That's weird.
I don't like that because
some fucking
if the
dark magic there and shit.
Dude, if the fucking robot takeover ever happens, that means they're also gonna know when to cut flesh and when not to cut metal.
Yeah,
I don't like that, man. Well, I don't approve of this message. anyway. Yeah, so tomorrow I get to take this wrap off. Other cool things I did, also like AJ, I'm actually kind of disappointed in my nerd self because I had 2 weeks off of work and I didn't do as much nerd shit as I wanted to. I caught up on some things, you know, but I feel like I should have done way more. I did No Life Digimon for a while, like AJ said, you know. I even battled myself a couple times and damn, surprisingly, I learned a lot of shit. I was like, you wouldn't think you would learn like a lot of shit, you know, playing yourself and you. Two decks that you made yourself.
You played yourself.
Damn. Yeah, that's like what Biggie happened. Said. Yeah, that's true. So yeah, Digimon, kind of, you know, perfecting my decks and stuff. Other things I've been doing, I watched... Oh yeah, I've been watching Violet Evergarden, the anime. I've been meaning to watch that one for a long fucking time. Finally watched it, and... I'm not done with it. I'm like on episode 7 or 8. It's super good, though. The reason I didn't watch it before is because it's a very slow talking anime. It's about, like, you know, printing and writing and shit like that. It's fucking, it's interesting, but it's very slow. And it's got really beautiful backgrounds. One of the best drawn animes I've ever seen in my life.
It, like, sounds looks interesting. It's like The Office.
Not as far as the best drawn anime part goes. But yeah, I mean, in some ways, as far as the typing and the writing shit they're doing, office work. But, you know, yeah, this is very heartfelt, very human, and very, very cool show. I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. Honestly, I watch a lot of action and fighting and supernatural anime, but this one's just a regular drama story, and it's one of the best things I've ever seen. So it's really good. Only thing is, if you watch the special, you have to watch the special after episode 4. That's kind of fucking annoying. If my friend didn't tell me, I wouldn't have even known to do that. And it does kind of fit into the plot in a weird way. So it's really annoying that that's just not in the fucking order it's supposed to be. It's just a regular episode. But you know, fucking animes and their specials and OVAs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying. But yeah, so Violet Evergarden's been really good. I've been watching that.
Have you watched any more Fruits Basket?
How far? I did. I watched one or two more episodes. Where did I get? I feel like they were going into one of the high school friends, you know?
High school girls, which one?
The power, one with the powers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you kind of get to meet her and her brother and all that.
Yes, which we met him in the old one, but he was very minimal, very much on the side. Like, he only showed up a couple times and... It is pointed out that he was a lot like her, and that was all there was to it.
Yeah.
There's actually a little bit more to him in this, and I like it.
Yeah, he pops up once in a while. It's funny. Okay, that's cool.
Mm. What else did I do?
I remember one other thing I did. I rewatched Shang-Chi because it's on Disney Plus right now.
You know, I didn't rewatch it, but I kind of thumbed through some scenes.
Oh, yeah?
Like the bus scene for sure.
Mm.
Wong versus Abomination, him versus his sister. I watched basically the whole tournament part. I watched all that again, you know? I haven't got to rewatch him versus the Mandarin because that was my favorite fight in the whole movie. Like when they fucking fought for real, like hand to hand, I was like, oh shit, this is dope.
That was cool.
I haven't got to revisit that yet. But you know what I did notice? Okay, so what would you get from rewatching it?
Oh, okay, so Eternals, right? You know, that just came out. And so, like, you know, at the very end, where they're trying to figure out where the rings are from because they're sending out a signal. Is that an Eternals weapon? Maybe
I don't know, bro.
Phantos tech? Phantos?
I was wondering the same question. I don't know. I don't think Phastos... Oh, did Phastos make the rings?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe, like, he didn't really make it for himself, but what if he actually just made it?
To be a beacon to the Celestials?
Maybe not that, but just...
Because it's a beacon.
It is a beacon of some design, sort, right? Yeah.
I feel like he would have to do it on purpose for it to be
I guess so, actually.
I could see that.
Yeah. I don't know why, honestly. But what if that's his tech, you know, that he made? Because it said it was pretty old, and it was older than, you know, and then what's her name? Hasn't seen it in anywhere. It's not Chitauri or anything like that. So maybe it's Eternal. Celestial. You know, I can never... Remember last week or whenever we're talking about Eternal, I can never remember the fucking... I forgot it again. Celestial word, right? I was having a conversation with someone. They're like, how's Eternal? What's it like? I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. They're like, yeah, I heard like bad things about it. I'm like, you know what? It's not bad. You should check it out. And they're like, what is it about? You're like, you know what? I'll try to give you like a good plot summary without telling you like what goes on, you know? And that's when I'm like, say like Celestials. And I'll remember it once and I'll go on. I'm like, yeah. And they planted an egg for the fuck they call again? Like, and then she's like, Celestial. I'm like, yeah, the Celestial.
She knew. Yeah. Funny. She said Celestial.
Yeah. Like. And every time I want to say Celestial, I will forget. And she's just laughing. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know why that word just doesn't stick to my brain.
Me too.
It's so weird.
It almost makes them feel more godly. That, like, you know, like you can't even keep it in your brain. Yeah. You know?
Like, oh my God. But yeah, so I was having thoughts about that. Like, maybe that's Celestial Tech or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe it's a beacon. You know, because here's the thing, too. Celestials are waiting to see when human beings are worthy, like, or, you know, worthy of judgment, and which, you know, which the Celestials, the Eternals accidentally expedited that whole fucking scenario because they pissed them off.
Right.
But yeah. I wonder about that too.
So maybe that was a beacon to let them know, like, oh, humans have actually figured out how to use these correctly. Maybe now, because they said that they didn't detect it until he received them, right? Until Shang-Chi received them. So that means when, what's his name, Wenwu, when he had them, it wasn't giving off any signals.
Yeah, the man.
But when Shang-Chi actually received them, they got a signal that they felt that they heard or whatever, right?
And I wonder if he's supposed to be like the human. You know what I mean? The representation of humanity. You know what I mean? Like a regular person who's gone through good and bad. What are you like? Maybe he's the one that Eshram's coming to see.
Maybe.
You know, he said, I'll come back to judge the humans based on...
Or maybe he's just powerful enough to actually set off that beacon. Like I said, like maybe that's that tells everyone, okay, humans are ready. They've learned how to wield this power now. And now the power is there. It's sending out the signal saying, yeah, this planet's ripe now, you know? Maybe that. I don't know. I just thought of that right now.
Me too. As I was talking to you, I could see that being a thing. Very interesting.
Let us know your thoughts. Collision28.com. I mean, no, there's nothing there. Don't do that. Adam Book is 28 or gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
What's it called? Bookispodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Did I say my...
Discord. Collision28/Discord, or just type !! Discord in the chat here. You get a link to our Discord channel. You can do stuff in there. Go fucking go crazy in there, so I have a reason to go there.
I guess that's all I did. I can't quite think of anything else. I feel like I watched some other cool movies and stuff. Oh, I watched The Fog. It's a classic horror movie from the 80s.
Is it about fog?
Kind of.
Kind of, huh? Interesting. Yeah.
It's really good. It's about like a fog that brings like old dead ghosts that come and start murdering everyone that are in the fucking fog. Like, wow. Like fucking pirates and shit. Wow. You know, it brings like all old shit. Everything that's ever died in that fog.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually a really fucking good movie. You should check it out.
I like that concept.
Yeah, right? It's on Amazon.
I'm never going to see it, though.
Okay, but it's really good. I think you'd like it.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, okay, so I guess that basically covers my Unfocus Week. If I think of more, I'll mention it real quick.
Yeah.
But that being said... we might as well go ahead and can we consider this a spoiler section? I don't know if this is news.
I guess it's news, right? It's just a trailer, right? We're talking about the trailer
and Disney Plus Day.
And yeah.
Okay, yeah. So with that said, Unfocus guys, you heard all the other things we said about how to find us, and yeah, with that said, we'll go into the news of Unfocus, the main part of the show.
Okay. This is the news. The news.
Wait, Adrian's barbecue? Oh no, that's not what you said. Never mind. I don't know why I read Adrian barbecue. I wonder if anyone knows what that is. That's hilarious. It's hilarious. I don't know why T. Lee, if he was the one that has all the news about what just happened. I'm just gonna sit here and just, you know, freestyle right here real quick, and hope that maybe he comes back real soon before I run out of things to say. But I guess I'll go ahead and talk about this Disney Plus thing. I don't know what it was. I was just sitting here and I heard about it, and I saw some people like sharing like IGs about it. I was like, oh, okay, we got some titles and stuff.
If somebody would have listened to their co-host.
She's an actress in The Fog.
Yeah, if somebody would have listened to their co-host, I mentioned at the after podcast.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I know you said it. Yeah, I know it was coming. I just never wanted to go see what it was about.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you didn't miss much. It was a very odd Disney Plus Day. There was some cool shit in there that wasn't Marvel things, but it was mostly about Marvel.
Oh, wasn't this a new Star Wars stuff that they announced too?
Only one thing. Obi-Wan. There's a little teaser for the Obi-Wan TV show. Obi-Wan Kenobi. And yeah, that didn't show too much, but it showed a little bit. Just show you kind of what they're trying to do with it.
Didn't they announce? Oh, no, we got that a while ago. Boba Fett.
Yeah, we got that a while ago.
Yeah, never mind.
We even got the trailer a while ago. I don't know why I'm not excited about that show. I know it's all the Mandalorian people doing it, so I don't know what my problem is. I'm just not that excited about the.
Problem, dude?
I don't know, man. I was not that excited about the Boba Fett one, but I'm sure once it kicks in, I will care.
Maybe.
But anyway. Yeah, so Disney Plus Day. I mean, real quick, some things that we'll just get out of the way briefly that they kind of talked about was, oh, the one thing I thought was cool was Prey, which is the new Predator movie. And it's about the Predator coming to Earth back in the Native American days, and he tries to kill a Native American tribe.
Whoa.
And their warriors are trying to fucking take the Predator out. And it's not called Predator, it's called Prey.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it looks fucking good. And the main character is a female Native American tribe leader. And that's something you just don't see.
Know, thinking back in my day, you know, we used to tell stories about, you know.
Predators?
The Predator.
Jesus. I was like, you just neglected to mention that, AJ? That's
fucking good. I mean, I thought we knew them all as like skinwalkers, you know, so. Never mind. I mean, yeah. Hey, that could be a thing, though.
Damn, that could be a thing.
Man, you know, at work, like I was with this one of my coworkers, and he just randomly brought out like skinwalkers. I'm like, dude, are you native? How the fuck you know about skinwalkers? You know? He's like, nah, I just heard about it like in this movie or something. I'm like, ah, okay.
That's funny. You're like, but you know, I know what you mean because it's so rare to hear anyone even know about that concept. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's I know what you mean.
The Sitka, is that the tribe?
Maybe. I don't know that much about the movie, but yeah, sure.
Cuckoo says that the Sitka.
Man, Cuckoo, you're so on it, bro. We appreciate that. Good shit, man.
I don't know what he's talking about. He may not be on it at all, you know? Stuff.
You appear to be on it, so we appreciate that, yeah? So some things that are just on Disney Plus now, if you just want to know, that weren't there before, that came out on Disney Plus Day. Home Sweet Home Alone, which is not very good from what I heard. I know. Part two of Jeff Goldblum, The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, I never finished watching the other one.
I watched some of it. It's kind of good, actually. I was surprised.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I didn't continue watching it.
Jungle Cruise is there now. 2007.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Wait, like the new movie?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, I want to see that.
2007's Enchanted, which that movie's fucking surprisingly good.
Enchanted, which one's that?
It's about these people in a Disney cartoon movie, you know, like a regular, like Cinderella.
Oh, yeah.
And they fall into the real world.
Yeah,
it's a great adult comedy, but still doing Disney shit. Highly recommend.
That's right. I know it sounded familiar.
Oh, he said it's a mythological tribe they're referencing in the Predator movie. There's like some Marvel Studios specials, Simpsons Plusiversary, you know, little things like that. But something really cool that came out that everyone's been hyped about is Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi is now available on Disney Plus. Like AJ and I were talking about.
Yeah, we're just talking about. That's why I watched it again, because it was on there.
Oh, one thing I noticed on there too, dude. I looked at the portal that Abomination and Wong go back into. Dude, it really looks like a Hulk container.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out too. Like
it
I was looking
like
at that
Hulk
too.
Looks like a Hulk container. So I'm like, maybe the government has their own Hulk container to keep him in, but clearly he's getting out because of Wong. You know?
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
You think Wong just fucking busts into people's tails at night? Like, how you doing, man? Hey, how about we get out of here real quick? Maybe have a good fight, maybe a couple bucks, you know. I have to return you back here when we're done, though.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I gotta bring you back, though. I'll be cool with that. You make a name for yourself, though.
Yeah.
Which, you know, what if that fuels into Abomination's criminal name when he does get out? Like, everyone's like, oh, I know that motherfucker from the fucking fighting games, from the underground fighting pits. And
yeah.
Shit. And then he comes out as a villain. Now he's kind of can start a criminal organization or something, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I could see that being a problem. Anyway.
Yeah, we gotta see what's going on with that, right? Like, why them? Like, that's an odd couple right there, right?
Yeah, very surprising. There's got to be something going on. It's got to have. Yeah. I want to imagine it has something to do with black.
Yo,
the Dark Avengers.
Maybe that's not Wong. What if that was a freaking Skrull?
Or evil Strange from What If? No, a Skrull. Hmm. Why would a Skrull want to make money?
Why not?
Touché. Touché. All right, I'll give you that one, AJ.
But like, who would want to bring Abomination out? You know, maybe an evil Skrull has, you know, some biddings to do, you know, with Abomination. You know,
I
don't know. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Because we got to start thinking about these Skrulls, man.
Yeah, we do have to start thinking about it, dude. I really think, man, the power broker Sharon Carter, she's got to be a Skrull, dude.
Okay.
I mean, like, because they want to get power on Earth, you know, before they make the invasion. Like, that would make sense. The power broker is trying to get all these different abilities and things going. Yeah, man. Yeah, you're right, AJ. You're right. We got to start looking out for that now. The Skrulls are coming.
Skrulls are coming, guys.
What
else was announced? So we got.
Okay, Shang-Chi, so those are just things that are on Disney Plus now for you to check out. So other fun things that came out, there's going to be a Cars TV show. It's animated. It looks pretty fucking cool to me. I think, yeah, it looks interesting. Louder and Prouder. There's a bigger promo for the Proud Family continuation in promo. Check that shit out. Chip and Dale, the movie, the CGI movie. There's a little panel with the voice actors talking about it, and you know them just giving a little update on it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's other things I'm missing. I don't want to jump right into the Marvel. I know you guys want that. Obi-Wan Kenobi, we mentioned that.
Tame yourself.
Right? I feel like there's other things. All right. I guess let's just jump into the Marvel stuff. So, I can't think of the other cool. There weren't as cool as that. But anyway.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I...
So I'll educate you.
I'm trying to remember if there's anything else that I heard of, but I honestly don't remember anything else.
Well, for sure, I Am Groot.
Yeah.
I Am Groot show is going to be... I mean, I don't know if it's a miniseries or what, but it's a show talking about Groot's adventures when he was little. You know, when he was still growing, in between Infinity War and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Other thing.
What if it is? Did they say that's what the timeline is? Or could it be before Guardians of the Galaxy, before he met Rocket? Like, you think they would
maybe,
go back that far?
You know,
far?
I don't know. That's a good point, AJ. They haven't said that much. Yeah. You might be right. That'd be pretty
cool. That'd be cool to get his origin story, maybe how he met Rocket and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that right now.
And partnered with that is the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special, which will be coming out on Christmas Day on Disney Plus.
And so both of those are coming out soon?
Yeah, very soon. Oh, okay. Very soon. So some other things, okay, that I did remember that I forgot. The Princess and the Frog original TV show. They're doing that. Zootopia is getting a TV show. Oh, earlier I mentioned Prey, the new Predator movie. That's going to be debuted on Hulu because it's not going to be rated PG. It's going to be rated R. So it will not actually come out on Disney Plus.
Wow, okay.
It'll come out on Hulu.
That's cool.
Let's see. There's a Beatles animated thing coming out too. I already mentioned Chip and... Oh, Hocus Pocus 2! Anyone have seen the old Hocus Pocus? There's a new one coming out.
I knew there was something I saw about too. It was that.
I'm actually kind of excited to see that.
I've never seen the original, but
it's on Disney Plus, bro. You should watch it.
I'm sure Carlo's excited because he talks about it once in a while.
You know what it is? It's dark enough that I feel like it's still entertaining to watch now because I watched it this Halloween, you know? Okay. And I was like, damn, it's just pretty dark. Like, there's child murder in this cartoon.
That's cool. I'm down then.
All of a sudden. there's going to be an Ice Age TV show. I don't think people are very excited about it because it's about the two side characters. I don't know anything about Ice Age.
What side characters?
I don't know which ones. The little rat? I don't know.
Oh, they're going to follow the little dude that's chasing the acorn?
It's about the prankster Possum brothers, Crash and Eddie. I don't know who the fuck they are.
I don't remember.
Disenchanted.
Disenchanted. Whoa.
It'll be a continuation of that.
Of Enchanted?
Yeah, that one I talked about from 2007.
Okay, okay.
Oh, Willow! There's going to be a Willow show! And I love the fucking Willow movie. You ever seen Willow?
No.
Yo. Man, it's a magic and sword movie made by George Lucas and Ron Howard from the 90s.
Okay.
Not bad, bro. It's you know, obviously a little dated now, but still, even for the time, the fucking CGI, not the CGI, the makeup is fucking good, and the transformations are creepy as fuck. They're giving this a TV show, and the same actor, the main guy, Willow, the dwarf, the sorcerer, you know, that he wanted to become a great, powerful sorcerer when he grew up. He's going to be the main character, and I'm assuming he's a great and powerful sorcerer now, so it should be pretty cool.
Mad Mardigan is great, says Cuckoos. What is that?
Yeah. That's from Willow. Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, man. Too bad Val Kilmer will not
you
be.
You guys in your Willow inside jokes
Cuckoos
and stuff
over
here.
Cuckoos is badass, man. Two Diary of a Wimpy Kid is getting a Disney Plus movie.
Wow.
It's
wait,
two movies.
Wait. They did movies already. I was going to say, well, that's a book.
There's two more movies. Yeah. Two more movies coming.
Okay. I was going to say, oh, that's cool, but like, no, they've already been doing that.
Sneakerella, which is going to be a hood sneaker version of Cinderella.
Oh, I did hear about that.
I heard it. It actually looks kind of good. I'm not going to lie. I didn't want to care about it. I'm like, this looks kind of entertaining. I think I might check this out.
Okay.
Not going to be a priority, but you know, I might check it out. okay, so those are the things that are not Marvel. Now let's go back into Marvel. Things that were talked about were Secret Invasion. Didn't say much about that. We saw Nick Fury with missing an eye patch. With his scarred from a scar from the cat.
Yeah.
And the
from
dead,
the Flurgan.
The Flurgan cat with the dead-looking eye. That was one thing in there. Other stuff in there. There was a little bit more of a trailer for Hawkeye. So Hawkeye looks like it's going to be pretty lit, which I have some fun, interesting news about that, too. We'll talk about later.
Okay.
Other stuff. Okay, let's talk about the main things, the shows. I mean, I think they reiterated some of the movies coming. No, they didn't talk about movies at all. They just talked about the shows coming. And they talked about Echo. And that Echo will be coming next year. No, Echo, the deaf character who basically is like Sasuke from Naruto. She sees your movements and she copies them and never forgets them. Very much like Taskmaster. Her and Taskmaster have fought to a fucking annoying, you know, standoff a couple times. As a matter of fact, they're both copy motherfuckers. And Echo is deaf. And
who we just had a deaf character
exactly.
in the movie.
I think there's going to be some synergy coming here.
Okay.
You know who Echo is in love with and has a problem with often? Fucking Matt Murdock.
Ah, okay. I knew it. I remember that name from somewhere.
Yeah.
From Daredevil.
Yep. And so Echo has a very strong relationship with Daredevil.
Okay.
Hint, hint at, you know, a lot of future theories about Spider-Man and Hawkeye was coming out.
Yeah.
Other things. Okay.
Hey, by the way,
yeah.
I was like randomly going through like, I think I came up on Netflix, like, oh, Jessica Jones season 3. Do you remember the season 3? I don't remember season 3.
I didn't watch it yet. I've been holding off on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been holding off
on purpose. I completely forgot that wasn't even a thing. I was like, season 3? When
did
it even come out?
And I heard season, it came out 2 years ago, right before they took all of them away from Disney
when
Plus.
It came out, right?
Yeah, from Netflix it came out.
Maybe I subconsciously forgot about it because like they're taking everything off anyways.
Yeah.
And we knew that deal was done.
Yeah, exactly. We did know that deal. I think that's kind of why it fell to the backside of our minds.
Yeah, I think so.
But
I remember coming it up recently. I was like, oh, shit. And then I was pissed off. Like, fuck, that means a show came out after Daredevil. And that means we got to wait like an extra like year or so before Jessica Jones's license is up too, right?
Yeah, because that means, I mean, I think now, I don't even think her license is up now, right?
I
think we're still waiting for
it. I don't know.
Me either. I'm not sure. Anybody who knows.
I feel like it's all up by now. It has
you
to be by
so?
Now. Yeah, it's been long. I mean, we just went through fucking the pandemic and
it was
shit.
Like 2018.
We lost a whole
it was
year.
Was like 2018 when that
like
happened,
I said,
right?
We just went through a pandemic. We lost a whole year. We don't remember shit.
In One Piece, they call it the void year.
The void year
where
yeah,
nobody has any history books or anything about it. No one knows what happened
yeah,
that year.
Yeah, we just had a void year, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so who knows what's going to happen with that. But yeah, man, I heard that the third season of Jessica Jones was way better than season 2, which I saw season 2 and didn't love it. It was okay. It was like whatever. I didn't hate it.
It was all right. Yeah.
But it was kind of weak. You know, it didn't feel powerful like the first season.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard season 3 feels strong again and like
harder,
she has
better,
a real
faster, stronger.
Exactly.
Mm.
Who knows better than two robot men?
Right.
So yeah. Yeah, Jessica Jones is a thing that's happening. But that being said, Disney Plus, you know, continues to erase the previous shows made by Marvel with their new things. One of the coolest things we got was Kamala Khan. The big
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel. And I'm sure you got from the teaser, you know, she's a big Captain Marvel idolizer. She's a big fan,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Saw that.
She's even dressing as her in Halloween, it kind of looks like, right?
It looks like that, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if she's still going to be an Inhuman like she is in the comics. One thing
she's an Inhuman, huh?
Yeah, she's an Inhuman. One of the guys I follow on YouTube, his name is Screen Crush Ryan Aries. He kind of pointed out something in there, which I don't remember exactly what it was, that kind of hints that maybe Inhumans are still a thing.
Hmm.
But to me, from what I know about this and what I've seen, I don't think Inhumans are a thing. I think that might just be a hat tip or like a little nod to the fact that there might be, you know, that there was an Inhumans thing or that is a thing in the comics.
Right.
But I guess we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
But
do you think they'll try to salvage that? Or
you know, in my mind, I don't think so, bro. I think they don't want to touch it.
Hmm.
A funny story. Our friend told us Marvel's not allowed to film in Hawaii anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because they promised that Inhumans was going to be a big ongoing. First, it was going to be a big movie production.
Yeah, he said they built like a whole set and everything that they're going to keep.
Huge
there.
Ass set of the Inhumans fucking. Of the underground they live in, their fucking underground world they live in.
Yeah, promising that they would have multiple seasons coming out.
So apparently, the first promise was that it was going to be a big line production movie. Which was, that's what Inhumans
was
supposed to be.
That's what it was supposed to be, true.
And then that promise got altered and Hawaii was cool with it. But okay, it's just going to be an ongoing show, you know, a big ongoing Marvel production. And Hawaii was cool about that. Then they just kind of dropped it.
Yeah.
And now they burned Hawaii. They spent a lot of money. That fucking thing is still, I mean, the whole set's not there, but you know.
Just taking up space over there.
Yeah, and so they're kind of mad at Marvel for that. So that Marvel's not allowed to film in Hawaii anymore for that.
That's crazy how like they're upset over shit like that.
I don't blame them, dude. I'd be pissed off too if it was a contractual deal and then they just dropped it because it wasn't profitable for them.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm not happy about it, but I get it. So I hope they're not trying to use anything in Hawaii if they want to keep doing Inhumans, because it's going to be an option.
I know. I mean, with that new set, though, that they built for, like, doing the Mandalorian and shit like that, the Star Wars set, like they could start just using that now. Fucking yeah. Put themselves anywhere now.
That's true.
So I'm probably sure Disney and Marvel not really worried about it if they have that tech now.
Mm-hmm. Also, one thing I can tell you with confirmation, I don't know exactly what her powers are going to be like in this show. I do know they're going to be energy based and not physical like they are in the comics. Now
yeah,
what that means?
She's like Stretch Armstrong. She's like Mr. Fantastic, right?
Which is exactly why she's probably not like that now.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's exactly what you said right there. Is exactly why they probably didn't let her be like that.
Remember seeing the poster now? She has like her arm looks magical looking, right?
Yeah, and it is still enlarged and big.
Yeah,
but instead of Luffy from One Piece, you know, it's more like Naruto. From
QB.
Yeah, when he's a guy's QB
Naruto
energy.
From Naruto, yeah.
Yeah, Naruto from Naruto, yeah. where he gets his QB energy and he can form it how he wants into a stretchy thing or a big-ass fist if he wants it to be and just fucking hammer you with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, it's almost identical to what her power was in the books, just that it's not her actual skin. And I think that's just a little bit of differentiation so that when Fantastic Four hits, we don't feel like it's the exact same hero.
Okay.
In the comics, it's much easier to understand. The comic book community is a little bit more nerdy and a little bit more like, no, her powers are clearly different because she can actually make herself bigger. He's just stretching the skin he has. You know what I mean? Like, comic book people will figure...
Okay.
Comic book people...
Is that the actual thing?
Yeah, that is
the
thing.
Okay.
Yeah, she
I was about to ask, like, what is really different between them?
Yeah, she actually can enlarge her whole body and parts of her body. And she can stretch too, but like... She's actually adding cells to her body. Like,
yeah.
Mr. Fantastic is stretching the cells that are already there, so he can never get giant.
Yeah.
He can stretch himself super fucking tall and do some crazy ass shit like that.
But whatever mass he has, he always has, where it sounds like Kamala Khan can
change her mass.
Can change the mass, yeah.
Yeah. So for comic fans, like, it's easier to swallow, but I think for movie fans, it'd be...
Kamala Khan, is that her name? Did I say her name right?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
What's our vice president?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, Harris, okay. I was like, did I just say the vice president name right now?
That's funny. That's the thing. And I think that's why they've changed her power into a more energy-based thing. I hope you guys like our One Piece and Naruto comparison there. If anyone's an anime fan, they got what we're trying to say, I'm sure. But yes.
Sorry, we got political there for a second. My bad.
And political. You do anime and politics at the same damn time.
All in 2 seconds.
Unfocused. Because you can't get this in any other podcast.
No, never.
So that being said, Kamala Khan, it looks like it's all about her, exactly what the comic's about. Her building confidence, her learning. Yes, she is, Cuckoo's asking if Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, is inhuman in the comics. And yes, she is. And the only reason she gets her powers is because a Terrigen mist bomb gets exposed near her and she breathes it in. And that's the minimum requirement for an inhuman to start getting powers.
Oh, wow.
They may not even, if they're not raised with inhumans, you don't even know you're an inhuman until you breathe the Terrigen mist. And
you think they'll do the same thing?
I don't think so. I think inhumans are not a thing.
But
I could be wrong, though.
You think she'll have a similar origin story? That she fucking, something went off, she breathed it in. And...
I think it'll be more like a Captain Marvel thing.
Do you think they'll make her a mutant?
No. But maybe. No. I'm going to say no, but maybe. I could see that working. But I think it's more going to be something from Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, the ship blew up and gave her powers?
Oh, like, freaking, what's her name?
And Monica Rambeau.
Monica Rambeau.
Something like
that. Yeah, actually, that's what that reminded me of now, thinking about it now.
And I think something like what happened to Monica Rambeau is going to happen to Miss Marvel.
Mm.
And that way, Captain Marvel will be even more closely tied to her.
Yeah.
You know, she already idolizes her, and now she's actually like her. It's kind of like, be careful what you wish for. You become like the person. I want to be like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, and then you have it.
Yeah, now it's like,
now what,
it
bitch?
Sucks. You know? Yeah.
Now surprise. I got to save the world.
Yep. And your parents don't like it. And I like how they're bringing in the Indian culture, too. I'm sorry. I don't know if she's Bengali. Maybe it's the Bangladesh culture. But anyway, that whole Eastern Asian culture?
Yes.
Western Asian culture? I think Western Asian culture. Where, in like people of the darker skin from the Asian culture, Indians, Bangladesh, you know. How they deal with their culture here in America and how their parents are oppressive and kind of like they don't let them do too much. And that seems like Miss Marvel is also touching on that. Like, how are you going to be a superhero when you have, you know, Bangladesh parents? You know, like, that's good. Pakistani. Thank you. Sorry. Also part of that area.
Is she Pakistani? She's Pakistani.
She's Pakistani. Oh, wow. So thank you, Cuckoos.
Interesting.
And you know, it's part of the similar culture.
Wow. Don't we have beef with Pakistan or some shit here in America?
I don't think so.
Because, you know,
do we?
Because the Tekken Pakistani dude had to go through hoops just to get to Evo that 1 year because they can't just have straight flight here.
I think it's because of their own government restrictions. I don't know if it's
necessarily because of their government.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily beef. I think it might be their government's dislike for America. I don't know. I'm not pro. I'm not going to say anything.
Again, politics, not our thing.
Wrong podcast. Right? Yeah, but interesting. That's a good point. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm about to find out.
Do you think, what's his name? Is Arslan Ash going to be like, never mind, just kidding.
Yeah, show up in Marvel.
Yeah. As a Tekken player.
Maybe he'll be her brother. Ooh. But, yeah, no, so I'm just like, you never know. Kamala Khan, I hope it follows the comics where she's trying to get comfortable with herself. Still respect Captain Marvel, but not try to be fitting that white image of American superheroes, you know, mm-hmm. which already from the teaser, it kind of sounds like they're talking about that. She says, since when did brown girls from Philly? Where's she from?
Jersey.
Yeah, so when did brown girls from Jersey save the world? And like,
Jersey City.
Yeah, and like, here we go.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Before I get, yelled at.
Yeah, so Ms. Marvel looks good. I'm interested. I love the book, so I'm really excited to see what the show's about.
You think Brie Larson would like make a cameo or some shit?
Maybe like, after credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see after credits.
All right. We should make a bingo card. Yeah,
that'd be cool. Or even Monica Rambeau. That'd be cool too.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool too. Yeah. Yeah, maybe at the end, like, she comes through. It's like, yo, you should probably come with us,
S.H.I.E.L.D., then, right? Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. She's like, no, I want to meet Captain Marvel. And, like, it's like, and then she's like,
oh, you think they're building two different teams at two different times? We got Monica Rambeau, and then we get Ms. Marvel, but then we're getting bitches from that one chick, Val, who's taking U.S. Agent and
I feel like this could be the Avengers building versus the Dark Avengers building. I definitely think that could be what's happening here.
Do you think they'll do that as a movie, or do you think we'll get that as a Disney Plus like
show? What, Dark Avengers?
Yeah, like Dark Avengers versus, some new Avengers.
If Avengers
Maybe we'll get young Avengers because Ms. Marvel and Monica Rambeau.
Well, my theory about that is definitely Dark Avengers are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Young Avengers are going to try to start Dark Avengers, and they're going to fail. And then the real Avengers are going to have to come out and do it.
Mm.
So that's my personal opinion about what's going to happen with that whole trilogy, that whole three team battle thing going on.
Okay.
But I don't think, in my opinion, I do not think Dark Avengers will be a Disney Plus show unless Marvel really wants to test it out because they're scared. But I don't think they're scared. I think they're going to mirror it just like Avengers 1 and just do almost the exact same story. Maybe not an alien threat. Maybe it'll be an interdimensional threat, or maybe it'll be Kang, but right. The Dark Avengers are going to step up to the plate, and it's going to be a whole movie of watching bad guys try to be heroes and still see that there's an evil plan underneath this whole thing, to get the world on their side, That's my opinion about it. I do think even when they clash the Avengers, it'll probably be in Dark Avengers 2, the movie, not a show. I feel like that's just too big of a clash to put in a show. That you got to see that in a movie. The Dark Avengers versus the Avengers, that's a big deal. But,
At the same time, it'd be pretty high to put it as a show,
But I don't know if they can get the budget to put all those actors.
Like Defenders did, but I don't know.
But the Avengers movies got so many high-level actors. I don't know if they can have the budget for that in Disney Plus,
Okay. Well,
but see. I don't know. I'm not going to rule it out. I don't think it's impossible. I can't see it myself.
Yeah.
Cuckoo says his least favorite is Moon Knight, which ironically...
Oh, he said least favorite?
Yeah, which ironically...
He says he's most hyped.
Oh, I'm most hyped. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Well, I'll say that for last then. I agree with him. But anyway, next one. She-Hulk.
Yeah, so I did see the little teaser they had for this one.
She-Hulk, man.
I know. I did see the Ms. Marvel one, too. It was kind of short.
Yeah, you saw both.
They're all short.
You saw Moon Knight, too.
I saw the Moon Knight one, too, yeah.
She-Hulk looks good, man.
It looks pretty good, yeah.
They don't show you much.
No, they didn't show you, what she looks like in the form.
They did show you her green, though.
But we did get a little bit, we don't see her face in that. We see, the backside of her, her arm and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, it looked pretty good so far.
She had her suit from the costume, her one-piece jumpsuit she wears when she's in the Avengers. I'm fuck yeah.
Also Mark Ruffalo is had a little part in it, right? It looks like he was doing some experimenting.
He's in it. He's in the show.
So
this also points out some questions I wanted to bring up to you, AJ.
Okay.
By the way, I think she's going to... My friend was wondering, is she going to be CGI or is she going to look like herself? I think she's going to look just like herself. Green. Maybe slightly.
Isn't she kind of short?
Yeah. Okay, they might make her taller, but but I don't think they're going to CGI her like Hulk. Mm. I feel like... She's going to look like herself with maybe some face makeup to make her look a little more mean, but not super mean. Because the whole thing is She-Hulk's still sexy and still looks like a regular person, And she embraces her Hulkness. She likes it, So I don't think they'll make her too inhuman, I think they want to keep that human feel in her. But they will make her either wear a muscle suit or buff up and fucking, make her look taller and shit.
Put her on stilts.
Stilts, yeah, 12 inches high heels, whatever,
Damn.
But yeah. So She-Hulk looks good to me. I want to bring up some questions, AJ, that I don't know if you caught on there.
It was kind of
Did you notice Hulk was there talking to her, and she was in the Hulk holding cell?
Yeah, yes.
And did you see he had both of his hands healed?
True.
Yet he was in Hulk form?
Oh, he was in Hulk form. He wasn't even
He wasn't in Bruce Banner
form. He wasn't.
Now, we did see him in Bruce Banner form at the very end, at the very title screen, you know, the She-Hulk title screen?
Yeah.
You see Bruce Banner there, which is funny because he's dressed like Bill Bixby, the Hulk from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
He's dressed just like him. And then she says the line from the 70s Hulk.
He does.
You won't like me or when she I'm angry. Does. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I love that they're fucking the first Hulk TV show we've had since the 70s, and they're referencing it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it, dude. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. But anyway, yeah, where does that fit in the timeline, AJ?
That's what I'm thinking about right now, too. Like,
and the question.
You think it's before, like, in between Infinity War and Endgame?
That's what a lot of people think. Maybe it's in between Infinity War and Endgame, but then that begs the question, why the fuck wasn't she there in the final battle?
Because she was in that fucking holding cell, dude.
See, you're smarter than everybody else, AJ. I thought of another reason, because everyone's like, why wasn't she there? That's a continuity error from Marvel. And I was never worried about it, because my first thing was, maybe her shit didn't activate yet. I was like, maybe she already got shot by gangsters and needed a blood transfusion from Bruce. And Bruce just put her in that tank just in case she hulked out.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just putting you here just in case. Like, you know, I don't know. Tests her, she's normal, and then she doesn't, you know, she doesn't activate, so she doesn't come for the in-game battle.
Yeah, actually, that would make sense too, because like, let's say something happened to her, she was injured really bad, she needed some blood, right? Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people in the world in between Infinity War and Endgame, right? So he would be like the only person, right?
Yeah,
that
would be able to deal with that, and it's his cousin, so you know, he'd be
and
on
he's
that.
A fucking scientist, you know, like all the right things.
It aligned for her.
Yeah, so
just like in the book, in the comic, everything aligned for her perfectly because her blood type is rare. And the only one that had the same blood type with her was some of her family.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hulk just happened to be in the fucking city when she got shot.
Mm.
And like Bruce Banner found out she got shot. You know, they were looking for Bruce Banner all over, you know, and they couldn't find him because he was hulking out. As soon as he became Bruce, he found out his cousin got shot and he ran to the fucking hospital and said, give her my blood, right? Or he didn't want to give it to her, obviously, but he was like, they're like, she's got like 2 hours left if we don't give her your blood, bro. So what do you want to do? And he was like, fuck, give it to her. Like, fuck it, let's do it. You know, and then he was like, you know, reluctantly gives her his blood, and like he's like, yo, I gotta get you out of this hospital. He puts a blanket on her right away. As soon as she gets good and she's good, he fucking puts a blanket on her head. Look, I gotta get you out of here. Let's fucking go. And she's like, why? What's going on? And he's like, is it because of the mafia? Nope. Well, something worse than the mafia. Let's go. You know, like, and that's the whole thing. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be a good time. But yeah, so the Hulk show looks great. They didn't show it, but as Cuckoos points out, we mentioned before in this podcast before, Tim Roth is back as Abomination in this show.
Oh, okay.
We don't know his capacity or what's going on, but from what we've seen in Shang-Chi, we can imagine he's still Abomination, all green and big.
What if he's in the cell with her or some shit?
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Well, see, I think he's in a government cell because he's in prison. He's in prison.
What if she was also in a government cell, too, because they found out, oh, the fucking, she has Hulk blood? Nah, fuck that, you know?
Okay, yeah, I can fuck with that. I can fuck with
that. And then she's a fucking lawyer, so maybe she can talk her way out of the prison.
But see, if Hulk's there, I would think they'd try to throw him in the prison, too. Oh, no, that'd be stupid.
But would you let them, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like, never mind, that might be stupid. You're right. Mm.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of ways it can go, then, so I'm kind of hyped to see how that plays out now.
She-Hulk! Wait, what? What? Oh, that's a crazy ass theory. Now, see, your second sentence is what I agree with, Cuckoos. So I don't think the first sentence.
Cuckoo says, I have a feeling he's going to be.
No, she's dark, going to be.
Oh, she's going to be. No, he said he's going to be the Dark Avengers Hulk. That or Red Hulk.
No,
for Abomination.
I think that's a typo. He meant she's going to be the Dark Avengers Hulk or Red Hulk. You know what I mean? That or Red Hulk. I think that's what he's trying to say. And. I don't know. If that's what you mean, clarify. Feel free to clarify. See, that's what he meant.
Yes, what?
No, yes to what I said. He's listening to me. And so,
but there's like a minute delay between us.
I think there was enough time. He got it. But no, I don't think She-Hulk will join the Dark Avengers. The whole thing is Jennifer Walters is a criminal lawyer. She knows right from wrong. And if she saw what Dark Avengers were doing, she wouldn't fuck with that.
Okay.
You know, so I think if it's going to be anything, it's going to be Red Hulk. And the other reason I think that is they kept the actor, William Hurt. He's still involved. You know, he's still voicing in What If. He's still showing up in Black Widow.
Yeah.
So I think it's gonna, if we're gonna do Red Hulk, it's gonna be William Hurt. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I think She-Hulk is for sure either Avengers bound, or she's gonna be part of the Fantastic Four. Because guess what? She-Hulk is the first person who joins the Fantastic Four that's not part of the family.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And you know why that happens?
No.
Because of Secret Wars. The Thing gets stranded in the planet they were battling on, and She-Hulk joins the Fantastic Four to fill in his place.
Oh, is that... No, we're getting Secret Invasion, right? Is that what was
Secret Invasion, okay. Yeah, not Secret Wars.
Okay, no. That's different, yeah.
Yeah, just throwing ideas out here. Okay. She-Hulk has been a part of the Fantastic Four. Reed, Sue, Johnny, and Jennifer. You know, it's been two girls, two guys before, you know? Like,
okay.
And, yeah, so, you know, there's a chance for that, too. She-Hulk, looking forward to that. We don't know any order of which these are coming out yet, but we just know that Ms. Marvel's coming out in May. And then, lastly, the one that Cuckoo's is most hyped for, the one I'm most hyped for, it sounds like AJ is most hyped for, Moon Knight!
I'm not sure if I'm hyped for it or not yet.
Dude,
but
did you see that teaser? Looked
good,
it looked like fucking Batman, but crazy.
It looked kind of dark and everything, true.
Did you see? He had his fucking Hulk cape drenched over that fool, punching him. Like, we couldn't see it, but he was draped over him, punching that fool with his cape over. I'm like, that shit was scary to me, bro. I was like, was damn, scary, that's yeah. Fucking creepy. Like,
but, I mean, it looks good. I don't know the character, so I'm not that hyped. It just looks cool. Maybe a little bit of, like, what's his name? Daredevil vibes a little bit, too, huh?
Yeah. He's like Batman mixed with Daredevil, but crazy.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, he kind of sounded crazy when he was speaking, too.
Right. And he has split personality disorder.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that British voice may not be his main voice.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That might be one of his fucking personalities telling him, like, I don't know what's happening, you know? Like, and so, yeah, Moon Knight looks good. Had very Batman vibes.
Yeah.
When we saw him jump over from building to building, mm-hmm. And the reason I'm hyped about Moon Knight, I think it's gonna do what I've been saying on this podcast a lot, that none of the Batman movies ever do. They never have fun with Batman. They never make him fight supernatural things like he does in the book. Like
I haven't seen that yet. Yeah.
Yeah, we see him fighting criminals and definitely some criminals that have supernatural, like not supernatural, but like mutations and weird things going on. But we never see him fight things that are actually like creepy and weird like he does in the book. Yeah. We've never seen him fight Killer Croc. We've never seen him fight Man-Bat. You know what I mean?
DJ's always wanted Clayface to be in
the movie. Me too, man. Me and DJ always talked about that. RIP, DJ, we miss you. And me and DJ always talked about that, man. Like, dude, when is Clayface going to be in a Batman movie? We love Clayface. He's so creepy, and you feel bad for him, too. And you're just like, he's a great villain. And they just refuse to do him in anything live action. Like, anybody fun, you know?
And even with this new Batman movie, we're getting shit we already seen before, right?
Penguin, Riddler, and Catwoman.
Catwoman again, yeah.
But, you know, there's rumors going on that our boy from Eternals, Druig, you know, the guy with the bowl cut?
Okay.
There's rumors going on that he's going to be Joker in that movie as a secret role.
That's interesting. You know, I thought he was for a while. I thought he was the Flash dude. He almost looks like him.
Oh, Thrawn? Yeah, the reverse Flash or what? The actor that plays the Flash.
And the Justice League movie.
I could see that, yeah.
I thought that was him for a while.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. Ezra Miller. But yeah, okay, so I think that basically covers Disney Plus for Marvel. Oh, really? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Is there something else?
There's Spider-Man, freshman year.
Yeah, there we go.
It's an animated show about Spider-Man from when he was from the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
When he was first getting bitten by the spider. So we're actually going to see his origin and how it played out with Zendaya and Ned around instead.
Before Civil War.
We're going to get his introduction, his true origin. Hopefully they do this with Black Panther too, because we never got to see when he takes the mantle. You know what I mean? Like, he was also introduced in Civil War.
Yeah.
And he was just introduced. He's already Black Panther. And even in the Black Panther movie, he's already Black Panther.
Well, they kind of go through the ceremony to probably do it, though.
Yeah, but, you know, but we know that he was already Black Panthering before that point.
Yeah.
So, like, what if we get an animated show like this Spider-Man, but Black Panther? How he got the powers, how his dad actually passed it to him, you know, before his dad got assassinated by Zemo, you know, because that happened. And
I don't think he got it passed to him at that point,
he
right?
He did. He already had the suit.
I thought he just took it because his dad dies. Like, well,
no,
dad's like, I'm next in line.
No,
right?
His dad already gave him the mantle.
He already gave it to him?
Yeah, he already gave him all the shit. That's why he already did the ritual, remember? Because that's why he already was recognized in the Panther thing. He had already done that whole thing.
Mm.
So, and we never got to actually see it happen.
Yeah.
I feel like just like that Spider-Man animated show, I feel like we could do that with Black Panther too.
Mm, okay.
Obviously, it'd be sad because we can't have Chadwick Boseman's voice, but I don't think we're even having Tom Holland's voice in this.
Really?
I heard. Yeah, I think he said he's going to coach the voice actor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he said that. I could be wrong. I'm going to look into that later. I'll refresh you guys. But anyway, that is my opinion. Spider-Man freshman year. We could also do Black Panther freshman year. Him when he was, you know, you know, when he first became Black Panther.
Do you think we'll see, like, in that show, like, other, maybe they'll hint toward, like, you know, future mutants, future villains, future heroes? Because, like, doesn't he go to school, like, with a bunch of people who are heroes and all that?
You know about that, huh?
I've heard things, you know.
Okay.
People talk.
So, in the comics, they said he went to high school with the X-Men. But, however, and Johnny Storm.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So, Spider-Man, the X-Men, and Johnny Storm were all going to the same fucking high school. Okay. Can you imagine that?
That's
crazy. You fucking imagine that school?
Yeah, you're for like, reals, right?
Every time something happens, all of a sudden, you're, damn, that's really weird. The Fantastic Four showed up so quick.
Yeah.
Damn, Spider-Man saved us that quick? Like, yeah. You know, like, that's weird. Well,
why is half the school gone all of a sudden?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Why did the supervillain come here? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And, you know, yes, and the comics, that's a thing. They all kind of went to school together and they didn't know it. You know, they didn't know each other. I'm not saying that's going to happen in this show, but it could be a fun little thing to show in the background. There were five students sitting together that didn't fuck with anybody, you know, and everyone kind of treated them as outcasts, and you know, that's the X-Men, and maybe that's like a precursor for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and just the other way, you know, maybe Johnny Storm was there in school, you know, fucking, you know, dealing with his own shit at your age. That could be fun. That could be cool.
So, yeah, maybe they'll do that, hint at stuff like that. That's like, I want to know, like, why they choose to do animation to go back there, like... You know, there must be a reason that they may be trying to tell something that they feel like they missed out on telling.
Or because they haven't casted the X-Men yet.
That. Oh, that's another thing. Okay.
And just throwing it out there.
Yeah, but, I mean, also another thing that was announced. X-Men 97. X-Men
97. That's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
So, for anyone that's a fan of the OG 90s X-Men cartoon, which, by the way, this is a genius move by Marvel, because this is going to get more people on Disney Plus watching the old X-Men show.
Which, I already started watching it. I'm like, maybe one or two seasons left, I think, is what I have.
Oh, man, you're going to want more when you get to the end. By the way, you may not love the last season.
That's what I heard.
Forgive them.
I think you told me that before.
Yeah, try to forgive them. Try to just look at the story being written. And ignore the animation and some of the action and like...
What the fuck? Yeah. Just ignore everything.
I know. I'm sorry, man. I don't know what else to tell you. Like,
damn.
They just... Like, some of it just doesn't feel right. You're just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it's so sad. But there's still some good plot things that happen in there where you're like, oh, that's cool. What the fuck? Where you're like, what? Like, you're still gonna, like, get surprised by some shit.
Okay.
But it's just like, looking at it, just sometimes it isn't as cool.
Like, they lost their budget or something.
Yeah, like they shipped it to a cheaper studio, which is what happened.
Oh, okay.
You know? But anyway, X-Men will continue the old animated series, which ended. I'm not going to say how it ended because AJ hasn't seen it yet. But it will continue with that story. And the show is going to be called X-Men 97, which is the same year that it stopped being aired.
Okay.
And they've got most of the voice cast back. If you've been following Unfocused or just nerd news in general, you'll know that sadly the one voice that will not be reprised is Cyclops because the voice actor died a few months ago.
Oh.
Super sad. I think he died of COVID. I'm not sure. But for sure, the voice of Cyclops will not be a part of it.
Okay.
Unless they... You know what? And one thing that Cyclops always said in the cartoon, I don't know if it was X-Men Move Out or X-Men Attack or X-Men Move... There's something Cyclops would say... When it's time for them to all do something.
Wasn't it like, Gene? No,
he definitely said that a lot. But I'm like, I hope that even if they put a new voice actor that just sounds close to him, they at least just use the old audio of him saying, X-Men, move out, you know, or whatever. Like, I would love that. That'd make me so happy, you know? But, you know, we'll see. But Wolverine's voice is back. Rogue's voice is back.
That's cool.
A lot of the voice actors that were characters that aren't even characters anymore are back. So some of the old voice actors will be voicing new characters.
Hmm.
Isn't that cool? Like, I don't know. I kind of like that. I'm excited.
Bringing the cast back. That's nice.
You know? But yeah, so X-Men 97 is a thing. What do you think about this, AJ?
Interesting move. Like, why choose to freaking do your old cartoon? Like, when you just do either a new one.
AJ, I almost want to have a Guy and Rock Lee moment with you where I'm like, this is why we do podcasts together, AJ. That's why I like you, man.
What are you trying to do now, right?
Yeah, I almost want to have this Guy and Rock Lee moment with the waves crashing in the back, AJ. I'm like, this is why we're podcast partners. I was thinking the same fucking thing, AJ. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
What's the gain here?
Yeah, what are you,
thinking? You tell me, AJ. What are you thinking?
Like, so are we going to be introduced to the X-Men? Like, the X-Men that we get in MCU are these X-Men from the old cartoons?
That's what I think too, AJ.
Yeah?
I have a lot of friends that, like,
origin story necessary. We just jump into it because it's all in the animated series.
And I have a lot of friends that are comic, animated, and movie fans of Marvel, and they think I'm fucking crazy for telling them that. And I'm like, okay, forget about just fan shit. Corporate synergy. Let's just talk about from the business perspective. Corporate synergy. they got people watching Disney Plus because of this 97 thing being made. And if you pull these X-Men 97 into the live action somehow, maybe Doctor Strange shit, which Doctor Strange is doing reshoots right now. I don't know if you heard. Multiverse of Madness is doing reshoots right now. And there's something I've still not said on this podcast because I can't legally say it that I know. And now I'm getting really suspicious of what they're doing with now that there's more reshoots happening.
Okay.
But I don't see why you couldn't just pull the X-Men into this world. And, you know, my friend's major argument was saying Marvel would want us to experience mutant problems with them for the first time so it hits home better. And I'm like, no. Marvel loves to give us characters that have already experienced things. Spider-Man and Hulk. And then that person explains it to us as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see why you wouldn't pull the same ones from the X-Men animated series. And then when Sentinels happen, they're like, we've seen this before. We have to stop this now. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen what happens when humans start building fucking machines to look for mutants. Like, you know, and use their experience to kind of plot point and tell a story. That we that way, that Marvel doesn't have to tell you the whole fucking thing from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of story to go through, and just a lot. There's a lot of characters to build around.
Mm-hmm.
That and it's already there, you know. And
yeah,
Cuckoo brings up, isn't the '90s X-Men team the most popular?
Yeah,
and
they
are. I would think so because of the animated movie.
They are
this animated show.
Yeah, it's because of not only the animated show, but the '90s comic that came before the show.
Oh, it was
and the show was modeled after that team.
Mm.
So if you look up X-Men number one from the '90s, you'll see like it's Rogue looking like she does in the cartoon, Storm looking like she does in the cartoon, Wolverine looking like he does in the cartoon.
Okay, that's
like
cool.
They actually got them to finally update, and then the show copied that. So therefore, there was again, corporate synergy.
Yeah.
So everyone felt this. They're like, okay, these guys I see in the show are these same motherfuckers from here. And so I feel like that would only benefit Disney because, so now already they got people watching the X-Men animated series because they know it's about to be reborn. You know, because people are Disney fans, they're Marvel fans, they want to stay in the loop. Like, yeah, let me watch the show. Everyone's making a big deal out of the show. Let me rewatch it. It's right there on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
I can show it to my kids, too. Mm-hmm. Watch it with them. And then you take that whole fan base, say that they jumped into our universe. Now all those people are your fans right away, especially if they kind of look like them and they kind of sound like them.
And that's going to be the next hard part is casting the people to make it feel like it's straight out of the cartoon too.
You know, but I don't feel like it'll be that hard. I feel like that'll make it easier because then you don't have to pick famous actors.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can pick people that just look like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if they're not super famous, it'll be cheaper for Marvel and Disney.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I feel like just corporately, and it'll get more people to watch Disney Plus. So everyone else who didn't watch X-Men's old school 90s shit on Disney Plus, now they're extra motivated because they're like, wait a minute, I want to know who these fuckers are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And it would save them time in telling stories so they can get to stories we haven't seen before.
Yeah, that too.
Or
like kind of fit them because now they can fit them into the current crisis rather than have them have their own crisis and that's separate from them just to help build their story, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then so I just had a thought too because I remember watching the episode and I've seen fucking, what's his name? Bishop go back and forth like other freaking week or something, right? Where he's having time problems. Hey, some shit's fucked up in my timeline, guys. Like, we need to fix
poor
it here.
Poor Bishop, man.
Right? So they can easily have that be the issue and how they get into the MCU, right? Is having Bishop come through like, yo, some shit's going on. We have to come to the MCU right now. And that's how you get the X-Men here. What's he saying over here?
Cuckoos, I think first thing you said is very true.
Read it.
No, that's not true. So my one of our best viewers here on Unfocus, Cuckoo says, it's unfortunate that Pietro and Wanda won't have Magneto as their dad, though. I'm not going to say that they're going to rule out doing that in some weird way. I agree that in the comics it's unfortunate. I agree with that. I don't like that. I'm so mad that they separated them from Magneto, saying he's not really their dad. It's so fucking stupid. I hate it. To correct you, though, they are not Inhumans. They did not breathe Terrigen Mist. They are mutants. They are definitely, you know, mutant bred, and they are born mutants with the X gene. So Terrigen Mist and humans have nothing to do with them. The connection you're talking about, Cuckoos, which you must know your comics to even know that there's a connection there, is Pietro marries an Inhuman. He marries Crystal. The girl that wears all yellow, you know, she controls elements. Her ability is she controls elements. She's in the Inhuman show. Huh. She wears all yellow. She's young. She first dates Johnny Storm. before falling in love with Quicksilver.
Dang, what a hoe.
She's not a hoe. They broke up, damn it.
It was a break. They were on a break.
And so, yeah, she gets with Quicksilver and marries Quicksilver. And so that might be why you're confused about that, because they have a child that is both.
Johnny Storm wasn't fast enough. Huh?
Stop it. Stop it, AJ. They were on. They had a child that was technically part mutant, part inhuman. Which that's a whole other fucking thing we're not going to get into right now, because that's a whole... Yeah, actually, no, she wasn't a mutant. They turned out she didn't get the X gene, but she wasn't inhuman. But no, Quicksilver himself is not an inhuman. Scarlet Witch is not an inhuman. They're mutants. But yeah,
So, like, a thing, too, right now I'm thinking about, too, because one of the biggest things about the X-Men is, like, how they're... You know, they always had like some type of race, almost like a racist story where they're like, what's the other name for it? Like the prejudice stuff that happens between them, right?
It's an allegory for racism against, right. It started off with an allegory as racism against black people in America, but it grew to be more than that. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, other races, LGBT community. X-Men grew to become an inclusive story for everyone who's discriminated against.
Exactly. Yeah, discrimination. There you go. That's what I was looking for. Oh, okay. So that's kind of their whole thing, too, right? It was, what makes them popular. They have all these discrimination stories and all that. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to bring them in, I'm pretty sure they want to tell those stories in some way, right? And on the big screen, right? Mm-hmm. So what if the way they do that in a movie is by bringing them in from a different universe, and now they're in the MCU universe, right? And they're just brand new, just new people that even exist before in this universe. Now everyone hates them because they're from a different universe.
That's good, AJ. I fuck with that. And then they find out they're mutants, and the mutants start popping up in our universe.
And then the reasons why, yeah. No, I like that even more. That's amazing.
You made me think of that, AJ. That's really fucking good. I really like that. If that's not what Marvel's already doing, you heard it here first, guys. That's a cool ass idea, AJ. Oh, I like that. I like that, man.
And then this is the same X-Men from the, from the TV show. And then like, man, we go through this shit everywhere we go. Like,
And dude, it could fuel Avengers versus X-Men.
Oh,
because imagine the X-Men try to tell the Avengers, like, hey, in our world, this is a thing, like. People start gearing up and start feeling weird about people with powers, and then eventually they turn on people that are born with powers, and we need you to help us stop it. And the Avengers don't want to stop it because of the human registration.
The Sokovia Accords.
And they're like, oh, we can't really stop it because it's out of our hands, you know? The X-Men are mad at them because they're like, you didn't help us stop this, like, you know?
What if it's Dark Avengers versus the X-Men instead? Because they're already, like, on a weird fucking...
That way they're already dicks, right? With their dicks about it. Like, no. And, like, maybe you should be treated like that if you have powers if you're born with powers. Like, all of us got our powers from some weird shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you guys are just born with... Damn, AJ. Oh, my God. You just opened a whole floodgate of ideas and thoughts. I almost want to end this podcast right now so I could just, like, think about this and write it down and make some videos about this. Oh, AJ, that's cool. I could see that being a thing, man. Them coming from another universe.
Yeah.
Being known as mutants and then that extending to other people that are born with powers. And they're like, oh, they're just like them. But the X-Men are trying to act as guides to Avengers and humanity, telling you, hey, this is going to happen, you know? Like, people are going to start being born with powers, and you got to include them. And no matter what, you can't stop it. Just like Doctor Strange and his daughter and his girlfriend's death. There's certain things that are an inevitability in the timeline.
Yeah.
You can fight it. You can try everything you can to stop it. Yeah. The more you fight it, the worse it gets. You know what I mean? Like, I could definitely see that being a thing.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. And then maybe this No Way Home movie might hint to some of that, because... Something's breaking in. We're not there yet. My bad. We're not there yet.
Oh, yeah. Damn, we still got to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to end this podcast early, bro, because it's like...
I'm glad I don't have too much news, because I knew that we were going to get some conversation about this shit.
Yeah, we'll just turn to the good news, because we're already getting through. But anyway, okay, yeah, so...
Well, anything else, though? So that's X-Men 97.
Yeah, I'm just excited. It looks good.
Was there anything else aside from that?
We talked about the Groot and the Guardians of the Galaxy special. I think that's it. I don't think there was anything else that we're missing. If anybody remembers, feel free to tell us in the chat, but I think that's it. That being said, there was something else that came out for Marvel that came out yesterday. Yep. And it kind of confirms and doesn't confirms some theories and unconfirms other theories about what Marvel's doing with this new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, so we got a new 3-minute No Way Home trailer.
The final trailer.
I guess so. We're a month away now, right?
Less than a month away.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks away.
So, yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. I liked that they showed us it. At first, when I saw the trailer, I was mad that they showed us so much.
Yeah, because it showed a lot. And I hate when you watch a trailer and you think, like, you're showing me the movie, man. Like, the fuck? Like,
yeah,
this is too much.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, Marvel's done that before where they showed us a lot of stuff. And then we end up being, we get different things out of it. Or maybe they just do some weird editing magic in their trailers, right?
Which did happen, and we will talk about that.
But there's that. So, like, maybe there's more than what they showed us, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about it. So I was, like I said, happy and sad that they showed us so much. Happy they showed us because everybody kind of thought, ever since that first trailer, it's got to be Sinister Six. And we all know, if you're a nerd like us, or you've been following Unfocused, or you're in any way a nerd of Sony or Marvel or Spider-Man shit at all, you know that Sony's been pushing for the fucking Sinister Six for fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
Ever since Amazing Spider-Man 1 with Andrew Garfield.
Yep.
And it's nobody wanted it because it's just too cluttered of an idea. And everyone's just like, it's just too much. You know, nobody really wants it. But Sony's been pushing it through the years. Like, they want it. And they're fighting for it. They're pushing it. They even fucking let out leaks of an idea of a Sinister Six movie that was supposed to happen as part of Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Right.
The only way this works is because Marvel's doing it right now. Marvel's doing it themselves. So, Sony, you need to thank Marvel. If anyone saw this teaser trailer, and anyone... Oh, shit, put the spoiler alert on for anyone who doesn't care about... Who doesn't want to know about things about Spider-Man.
Oh, you think
if you're,
so?
Yeah, just put it just in case. Anyone who doesn't want to know spoilers of the Spider-Man movie and you're avoiding trailers for whatever reason... Don't listen to what we're going to say right now.
Oh, and now, since we're using it, there's actually music now. We can't hear it. I need to figure that out. But there's actually music now behind us, and it's from a video game. It's from Skullgirls, so hopefully it doesn't get as flagged as hard.
Oh, cool. Not as hard, yeah.
Or hopefully not at all.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to the podcast, or if you're just listening to us talking and you hear the music, then we're on the spoiler topic.
Okay.
If you're, like, going to mute it, then you can unmute it. And, like, as a music, oh, they're still on it. So just listening for music, not to us. I'm going to change that right now, too.
Okay.
And then your other visual reference, if you're watching, is the spoiler alert symbol going on top there.
Yeah, and we're going to be spoiling a little bit of what was shown in the trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
Sorry, No Way Home. And I applaud you who have stayed away from the trailer up until now, because it's not easy to do that shit. It's everywhere. But in the trailer, you see that there are multiple villains appearing from different universes here to fucking fight Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's not because of their fault. It's because of Doctor Strange and Spider-Man fucking up the spell to erase him from everyone's memory. And it seems like they've brought people that know Peter Parker is Spider-Man, or people that have had issues with Spider-Man.
So, with that, though, I feel like... And they even call him out on it, too. Like, I think Doctor Strange fucked up. He's not admitting it. Like, something's going on with Doctor Strange.
He did. He fucked up and he's not admitting it. You're right.
Yeah.
He's being an asshole about it.
Yeah.
Because we all know Wong told him not to do it. Spider-Man was fucking it up. But he let Spider-Man fucking be in the room when he's doing the spell. It's all Doctor Strange's fault. And he blamed Spider-Man the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah, man. And now all his villains are out there from other universes. And Spider-Man doesn't know what to do about that.
Yeah, so, and also, I think it was Strange that I was talking. He was the one saying, like, yeah, all of these guys were killed by Spider-Man.
No. He says they all die fighting Spider-Man.
Died fighting a Spider-Man, someone died, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they all died.
That's their connection. All these characters are going to die.
Yeah.
And they all die fighting Spider-Man, and... Doctor Strange wants to put them back where they're supposed to be.
No, I think Doctor Strange wants to just kill them or do something that's going to kill them, and I think Spider-Man's having second thoughts about that shit.
Well, that's... Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange wants to put them back in their universes, which will guarantee their deaths. Because they're going to go back...
You think that's the reason?
I don't want to say why, but I'm telling you that's the reason.
Okay.
I know that that's the reason. And... Doctor Strange wants to put them back in their universe.
Just, I feel like he wants to do something more than just put them back. I feel like Spider-Man will be cool with just putting them back. Like, no. Yeah, just send them back.
The reason Spider-Man is not cool with it is because they know that putting them back guarantees their death. Mm. And Spider-Man doesn't want to feel responsible for that.
Right, right. Okay.
And that's why you see in the teaser, he's kind of sympathizing with Dr. Octopus a little bit. And if anyone remembers Spider-Man 2, Dr. Octopus is actually not a bad guy.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. He's part of this whole thing. And I think Spider-Man sympathizing and meeting him is what makes him make that decision that he doesn't want to put them back.
Yeah, because there's that one scene where, like, it looks like they're about to send him back or something, and they're asking, hey, what's your name again?
He's like, I'm sorry.
And they're kind of joking with them, right?
Yeah, and he's like, Otto Octavius, and they just start laughing. Like, that's not your name. Like, yeah, and you call yourself Dr. Octopus? Like, stop it. Like, come on, man.
So it sounds like they do make a connection with them, and looks like they're having some fun with them. So there's that, and you know what? So there's a whole Sinister Six, right? And it looks like we're showing Sandman, we're showing Goblin, we're showing freaking Electro, right? Who else is there? Lizard, right?
Yeah, we saw Lizard.
And Doc Ock, right? And who's that sixth one? We don't know. Now, you probably have your idea. What if that sixth one is Doctor Strange?
What?
What if Doctor Strange is the sixth Sinister Six? Just the, not like on purpose though, like by accident, he's part of the Sinister Six because he's trying to stop Spider-Man from stopping him, right? Putting these fools back. You don't think so? No? Okay.
I firmly don't think so, but not even because of that, just because Doctor Strange or even an evil Doctor Strange has never been part of it in the comics. And the comic community would throw a fit.
You think so?
That's the main reason I just right away don't believe it.
All right. Fine.
Not saying it's not a good idea. But I do think Spider-Man's going to fight Doctor Strange. It looks like that's happening.
Looks like they kind of are, yeah. I think they're playing hot potato with that little device that the wizard wants to use. Which, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name right now.
And you're right. So here's the thing. If it is Sinister Six, which clearly multiple villains.
Yeah. So I thought I saw Hobgoblin in there.
So I don't think that's Hobgoblin.
Who's that fool on the glider with the goggles and shooting freaking ninja stars? You get that like 1 second, you know, window of this one dude. Like, is that Goblin?
I do think we're gonna see.
Or is that the Harry Osborn like Goblin? Is it Hobgoblin or some sort?
Can I tell you what I think it is?
Yes.
I don't think it's the sixth person in Sinister Six. However, I think what you're seeing there is a parallel goblin.
Okay.
Which, like you said, would call itself Hobgoblin.
Okay.
And in the original Spider-Man comics, the original OG Spider-Man comics, right?
Okay.
A character appears called Hobgoblin. And even the Green Goblin's like, who the fuck is this, right?
Okay.
And it turns out to be someone who's a good friend of Spider-Man who works with him at the Daily Bugle. You know what that character's name is? Ned Leeds.
Oh, so that's a different Ned, maybe?
And I'll tell you this, in the teaser...
Oh, I do remember hearing that Ned Leeds is Hobgoblin, like, way back when Spider-Man, with the first one, came out.
And I'll tell you this, in the teaser, Ned Leeds is holding a crossbow in the teaser that we see.
Oh, is he?
And the guy who is Ned Leeds, who is Hobgoblin, has a family crossbow. Kind of feel like, oh shit, somehow Ned's gonna become, maybe it's not him, maybe it's a parallel version of him.
Yeah.
It's gonna come through the portal and be a goblin. Maybe it'll be played for a joke, maybe it'll be played for an actual villain that's scary and fucked up. I don't know. But I'm just very, I don't know. I don't know about that. But I'm just gonna give you that little piece of information, AJ.
Okay.
Now, who I think actually is the sixth person of the Sinister Six, because we were only shown five, and I'll count it for those that have been paying attention. Dr. Octopus,
yep.
Green Goblin,
yep.
Which he's not part of the Sinister Six in the comics, but apparently he is in this. Which Willem Dafoe's voice is heard in this fucking teaser, so mm-hmm. probably he's coming back. Electro,
mm-hmm.
right? Sandman.
Lizard,
right? And they're all part of the Sinister Six at one point in the comics. We're missing a sixth person. And there is one person who's a big part of Sinister Six who is casted right now for live action.
Oh, is it?
Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, okay.
He's casted as Aaron Taylor Johnson, the guy who played Quicksilver. in March.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was, like, announced forever ago, right?
No, like a month ago. Like a month ago? Like a couple weeks ago. Not long ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was a month ago.
I feel like we heard about him being possible, like, way back. Like,
no, you're right. We heard about him being possible, but we didn't believe it. Mm. And then, because we're like, why would they put someone who's already in Marvel as fucking crazy? But we should have, we overestimated Sony. Sony doesn't have any shame. And so, Aaron Taylor Johnson is casted as Kraven, right? Kraven the Hunter. And we have 5 and not 6. And I want you to look up something real quick, man. Can you look up the Spider-Man Brazilian trailer?
Oh, what the fuck, for reals?
Go to YouTube. Spider-Man Brazilian trailer. No Way Home, or you can just put No Way Home Brazilian trailer. Alright?
Brazil. Yeah. Oh, I put Mon. Spider-Mon.
Okay, that's it. Look at that first one.
This one?
Go to the very end of the teaser where you see that scene where they all jump together.
Oh, it looks like this is...
Oh, someone pushed out. So this is for anyone that's already seen the teaser. Pause it, AJ. Anyone's already seen the teaser and doesn't want to know anything more, fucking click away from this because we're about to show you some shit if you're watching this visually. So, AJ, play this, and I want you to pay very close attention to the lizard.
Okay, yeah.
Let it play. Watch. Watch carefully. Bam!
Oh, damn, they broke his neck.
Caught him with the front.
Yeah.
Right? But there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So I think you and I already know what's going on here.
They're doing
somebody has been CGI'd out.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go into the whole fucking Toby Andrew thing. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to play that game. I don't know. I don't care. Maybe that is what's happening here. I don't know. I'm just not going to talk about it, right?
Okay.
I don't care. But what I do know, something has been CGI'd out here in this final clash between Spider-Man and the Sinister Six. So I think it's not too much of a stretch to say maybe a villain has also been CGI'd out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And Kraven is jumping at them, too.
Mm.
And... I'll get to that other thing.
I heard about that. And I was looking for it. I never saw it, but it was in. It's not in the American trailer.
Yeah, they cut America's trailer was smart, and they caught it right before, and they cut it right before it happens. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody's punching Lizard in the face. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about it too much. The point is that there's things CGI'd out.
Yo, so Carla told me this idea. What if that's Miles Morales with his invisible, like, you know, powers?
Again, you smoked me, AJ. I didn't even consider that.
That was from Carla. Carla said like some like her core was talking about
it.
Carla is
smart.
I was like, damn, that's a good one, actually.
See, in this case, I'm going to say Carla's smarter than Marvel because I don't think that's what's happening. But if that was what was happening, it would have been fucking genius.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say I think Carla's smarter than Marvel. I think that's either A, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man swinging through and punching him out because he's from his movie.
Mm-hmm.
Either that. Also, Zendaya falls, which looks like will be to her death.
And it looks like the whole Andrew Garfield, Gwen Stacy moment, right?
So that'd be a great moment for Andrew Garfield to catch her and save her and be like, I'm making up for what I didn't do.
Yeah.
Not saying that's what's going to happen, but it would be a good moment, right? I have a better theory. I'm not going to tell you until later. But I have a better theory for that, right?
Okay.
But anyway, so if it's not Andrew Garfield, because he's, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, he has gone out of his way for this week. 3 interviews saying he is not in No Way Home. He's not been asked. He is not in it. You haven't heard about this, AJ, huh? Andrew Garfield has been fucking protesting for the past 2 days. He is not in this movie. Even before the trailer came out, he said, He said, you won't see me in the trailer. I'm not in this movie. He's like, Marvel.
Because they edited him out.
But he went further. He said he was never called. Marvel didn't hit him up. And I think everyone's...
because Sony did.
Well, maybe. He said he never got a call. He was very broad, you know. He covered his bases.
He was emailed. That's why.
I have a theory that maybe he wasn't, and maybe he's not in this.
Okay.
And that maybe Emma Stone is in it as Spider Gwen, and there's not Andrew Garfield Spider Man. That way, there's a parallel universe to his that's very similar,
right?
Where she was Spider Man and he didn't get to do any of that shit. So maybe Emma Stone catches Mary Jane. And saves her ass.
Damn.
And you'd be like, oh, it's kind of like she saved herself in a way.
Yeah.
Is that not also beautiful?
That's also pretty cool,
It makes sense, right? I'm just throwing that out there. Other thing, I do think it's possible that Lizard is not being punched by Andrew Garfield. It's possible he's being punched by Venom.
Venom? Okay.
Because Venom has already been shown to be in the MCU.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they could play with that. That's a Sony project.
Yeah.
They could easily play with that.
Yeah, there was that teaser at the end of his movie that I didn't see.
Me either.
But we know about
it. We know. He ends up in the MCU, and maybe he comes up to save Spider-Man or to help him. Because in the comics, it's a thing. Spider-Man and Venom reluctantly shaking hands. You know, it's a famous fucking comic scene where you see Venom saying, "Put her there, partner." And Spider-Man shaking his hand saying, "I'm going to regret this." You know? So what if Venom comes through and saves Spider-Man and they fight the Sinister Six off together?
Okay.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Even further. Now I'm going to get real deep.
Okay.
What if Venom reaches up into his symbiote and grabs Spider-Man? He's like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "Don't worry." And he fucking pulls him in and spits him out. And then grows that fucking white spider on his chest.
Uh-huh.
And now they're both doing Spider-Man shit. Hmm. And now Venom is the same as he's supposed to be in the comic. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, Venom could be the Sinister Six there, right? And his
no, around that's six Sinister Six.
Nah.
A support for Spider-Man.
It's just a support, right?
I think Kraven, the Hunter.
So again, Kraven as well then, huh?
Yeah, I think Kraven's the Sinister. And I'll go further. Can you click the new email I sent you?
Oh,
send me so just recently, Jimmy Kimmel interviewed Benedict Cumberbatch, one of the two Benedicts that are sorcerers. You know, Benedict Wong, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the interview, at the very end, they were talking about Benedict Cumberbatch's new movie, but at the very end, he had to ask him about Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "I can't tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you anything. I can't," right?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, you know, I know you got a Doctor Strange toy." And he pulled out his Doctor Strange toy. He's like, "Yeah, look, you're an action figure, right?" He's like, "I am too." And for anyone that doesn't know, Jimmy Kimmel has always been saying he wants to be Kraven. He loves Kraven. He reads Spider-Man and Kraven's his favorite villain. He's like, "Well, guess what? I got a toy too." And he pulls out this Kraven toy. Can you zoom in on this toy, AJ?
I can't.
You cannot? Okay, oh well. You guys can Google it yourself or watch this video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And click to 9:58, I believe is the time.
Okay.
If you zoom in on it, this Kraven looks like Aaron Taylor Johnson. Maybe T's stretching. Maybe that's a reach. Maybe T's going too far with that, right?
It does have the Spider-Man. Yeah. It looks, the Spider-Man logo above it looks like the logo they kind of have for the movie, too, though.
That actually says No Way Home.
It does say it on there.
It does. Yeah, and it's like, the exact same font. You're right. Mm-hmm. You caught it, AJ. So T's not stretching.
Literally right here.
T's not stretching. That says No Way Home, and it does look like Aaron Taylor Johnson.
That's crazy.
That is on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I don't see anybody on... I follow a lot of cool YouTubers, Heavy Spoilers, Screen Crush, you know, new rock stars. A lot of good fucking YouTubers that catch details about things in Marvel. Guess what? And Focus is the first one to catch this shit. Look real carefully, guys. Oh, that Kraven
this
says...
This post was deleted.
Oh, we're right! That means we're right.
Damn.
Once Sony deletes a post, that's how you know it's true. We've always said that on this podcast.
It was deleted off Reddit.
Yo, you guys heard it here first. We need to cut this video. We got to cut this video out. This got to be its own video. We are fucking on it right now.
That is gone.
There you go. Aaron Taylor Johnson, Kraven the Hunter, part of the Sinister Six. I think he's edited out of that scene where they're all jumping. And I think Spider-Man, Venom, and maybe a couple other people coming to help him.
Hmm.
Emma Stone, maybe Miles Morales too. Because I think that he could be a thing in this.
This is gone, guys.
Damn, bro. You see that, AJ? Yeah, you didn't think I was right until you saw that, huh? Now you're like, damn, that shit might be true.
That shit got real right now.
Shit got real right now, bro. They just pulled that shit. Okay, so yeah, keep an eye out. Spider-Man, anything else you want to say about it?
No one's really talking about that, huh?
No, that's wild. I've looked at every video before we did this podcast today. Every video. No one has mentioned this Jimmy Kimmel fucking comment
about
that toy that he had. And it said, if you guys want to watch the video, don't take my word for it. Look at the Jimmy Kimmel Show's YouTube video and pause it at 9:58. It says, Kraven the Hunter, Marvel Legends, Spider-Man No Way Home at the top. Zoom in on the face and pause it. He looks like fucking Aaron Taylor Johnson. I don't know what else to say. Except boom. You looking for this?
Yeah, right? That's what I said. That's crazy. All right, so we're done with that then?
Yeah, here's what
it is. Because I think we're all done. This has been news. All right, this whole time, guys, I've been sorting Digimon cards. In case you guys are wondering what I'm looking down on. All right. Oh, I already turned off the spoiler. My bad. Spoiler's over. I'll go ahead and just jump in some news, though. So... to get off to all the Marvel stuff now and get into some other news that's been going on. So GTA, the definitive edition has dropped. This is supposed to be a remake. You know what? I can't remember if it's GTA 3, San Andreas, and Vice City, or was it just two of them, or was it just San Andreas? I can't remember. I feel like it's all three. That's what I remember hearing. Which I want to play because I love GTA 3 was probably the only game that I had ever passed. That's like a huge game. But there was a definitive edition that was just released, and it came out for all consoles, I believe. It was out on Switch, came out on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and then it got pulled from the PC. I guess Rockstar had their own launcher, and they removed it because everyone's having bugs. Everyone has problems with the games. A lot of bugs. This graphics are bad. All types of crazy stuff going on with it. They pulled it, and the reason they say they pulled this game was because they had to, possible leftover code that shouldn't be there, like comments from developers and all that. Licensed music, possibly, people were saying. But also, possibly, because maybe the hot coffee stuff was still in there from way back in the day.
I already know the reference. That's crazy.
Yeah, so maybe that's why they pulled it, too. I think some people, like, were able to get the game and, like, go through the code, and people were saying that it was still there. They took out, like, a lot of, like, models and stuff, but, like, a lot of, like, other things are still in there. So I think they went back to go retake that all out. I think it just got re-released again, just like, recently, I believe. But that's a thing. But everyone else still having weird bugs. People are saying that it was lazy kind of coding for the game and all that. But that's what's going on with that. Hopefully they fix it all soon, because I'm actually down to go get this game, because I wouldn't mind playing some GTA, some old school GTA like that again. And I never actually got to finish San Andreas. I like San Andreas. I got stuck somewhere, and I never went back to it. So it'd be cool to go revisit that shit.
All right. Wait, I forgot to ask you, do we have a roundup today or no?
Nope.
Okay, good, because we got to tear through news anyway.
Yep.
So. All right, other cool news. So, Red Vines, I don't know if anybody knows the red...
Like the red, oh, you have a picture for it?
Yeah, the red vine.
Like the licorice, right?
Yeah, the licorice candy.
But they're not actually licorice, but they're like red vines.
It's red licorice, yeah.
Yeah.
Because black, the real licorice flavor is gross, if anyone doesn't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Spoiler alert.
Where is it?
Red licorice is gross. But yeah, Red Vines has come out with a special edition thing. I usually don't care about these things, but it's a cool holiday flavor. Oops. And I don't know if it's good or not, and I'm hoping someone knows can tell me, because I don't really want to try it right away off the top of my head. But Red Vines has made a gingerbread flavor. Wow. I mean, I don't think it's going to be bad necessarily, but I just like it sounds weird to me.
I don't know about that.
Someone else try it and tell us so we don't have to eat it, because... I mean, we feel like we should have some perks to this podcast at this point. We've done so long, you know? At least taste test this shit for us, you
for
know?
For us, yeah.
Yeah?
Don't do it for you, do it for us.
Do it for us. All right? But yeah, Red Vines has a gingerbread flavor. Interesting, weird, and I don't know.
I'm not going to try it.
Hopefully not gross. Someone has to tell me it's good before I eat it. I'm not going to eat it.
I'm not even going to try it. I'm good.
All right.
I like gingerbread too, but like, I'm good.
For PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, and PC, there was a new trailer put out today for a new Dragon Ball game. And Dragon Ball rarely comes out with super good games. They kind of space them out in between. But this one is called Dragon Ball Breakers. And what this is a Dragon Ball, I almost want to say a horror game. Because what the idea is, you're living in the timeline where Cell was stalking the world. And Cell was draining people of their life energy to kind of upgrade and become perfect Cell.
Huh.
And you're one of the humans and some of the few Dragon Ball Z characters that don't have strength and superpowers, you know, to fight him off. So you're just one of the regular people doing guerrilla attacks to fuck with him and keep him off guard and hide from him when you can and not let him get you and eat your power and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
That sounds like a horror game.
Yeah, and it's Dragon Ball, and you're just like, whoa, you guys really stepped your game up.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah, I give them a lot of credit just for being unique. Because one thing that anime fans of Dragon Ball are annoyed with is that they just don't take any chances, you know? Nothing's unique. So this is really cool. Dragon Ball Breakers... Check it out. The teaser just blows your mind right away because it's something you just don't normally see in Dragon Ball. And I love that.
Hmm.
So keep an eye out for that.
That's cool.
Other thing. This isn't really news. This is just something that happened. The new Hawkeye teaser came out, you know?
Okay, right.
And, you know, the actor Vincent D'Onofrio had commented about it on his Twitter. And I don't know if anyone knows about Vincent D'Onofrio and Hawkeye and what the connection is there. But Vincent D'Onofrio is the actor who played Kingpin in the Daredevil show. Mm-hmm. And if anyone knows and has ever read Matt Fraction's Hawkeye, you know, My Life as an Arrow, knows that Kingpin is an integral part in that story. And, you know, he's part of the whole Tracksuit Mafia beef, which we've already confirmed in the teasers that the Tracksuit Mafia is in it.
Okay.
And there's a lot of rumors going around that Vincent D'Onofrio is in the Hawkeye show as Kingpin.
Okay.
And nothing has been confirmed. You know, he kind of slightly denied it himself, but he said, but, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, when they deny shit, but they still say it, but, you know, we'll see. You know,
yeah.
And that's basically what he gave us last. And then today, after the Hawkeye, I'm sorry, not today, but when the Hawkeye trailer came out, he tweeted about it and reposted it and said, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting.
That doesn't, you know, it could just be bold. It could cryptic. Be just a, you know, it could be nothing.
Yeah, it could be
just
nothing.
Be him talking about it, saying he's interested in the show.
Yeah, he's like, he's a big Marvel fan, you
but
know?
But I'm sure he's not stupid and he has social media and people have been fucking pushing, like, wonder, is he in this? Are you in this? Like, there's been rumors that he's been on set. You know, there's been shit for like a year that maybe he's involved in this Hawkeye thing. And you know what? Now it's starting to look like it's true. And this is to pair with even more rumors that Charlie Cox is involved in Spider-Man, which, guess what? Spider-Man will come out around episode, on the same day as episode four. Somewhere between 3 and 5 of Hawkeye.
Okay.
They'll come out on the same day.
Ah.
Do you think we could see Daredevil and Kingpin show up in two separate Marvel medias in the same fucking day, AJ?
Yeah, you know,
is that a possibility?
You know what's crazy too is that Hawkeye's date was moved.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was moved, and everyone thinks this is masterminding by Marvel.
And then I know that they first originally announced Spider-Man for Christmas.
Yeah, they did.
It was supposed to be Christmas,
and then it was.
And now it's the 17th.
Wait, it was Christmas, then the 16th,
uh-huh.
Then the 17th.
Wow, okay.
So now it's the 17th.
And Hawkeyes are coming out on Fridays.
Is it Wednesday or Fridays? It's coming on Fridays?
It's coming out
Fridays. Oh, Fridays. Yeah, you're right.
That's when movies come out, right? But, like, when they did Loki and everything, those are all, like, on Wednesdays, right? Like, didn't Loki, wasn't Loki's on Wednesdays?
They moved this shit around on purpose.
And now they moved it back to Friday. That Wednesday was your thing, guys. Like, huh.
Interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
Interesting. Back to Fridays. Oh, okay.
All of a sudden, huh?
Oh, yeah, you might be able to see some visions in their strategies and their moves, you know?
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
But, yeah, just something I found interesting. I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
I lost my sleeves. I don't know what I'm missing 5 sleeves. Maybe my deck has always been 5 cards short.
there are 40 sleeve decks, 50 sleeve decks, 45 sleeve
But I have 100 sleeves. And I built this deck.
Do you use them for other things? Like fucking side? Do you use them for fucking babies?
No. No, I use different colors for babies.
Oh, weird.
Like, I thought I had more cards. Like, oh, shit, I'm putting too much cards. And now I'm realizing, wait, I'm missing 5 cards. Anyways.
Yeah.
What else we got?
HBO Max. Harry Potter stars are reuniting for a 20th year anniversary return to Hogwarts. Isn't that crazy?
20 years.
Think about it. And, that's happening on HBO, very a la Friends, a la Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, as far as the reunions go. So they're probably going to talk about it and how it affected their lives.
Damn,
how it affects their lives now. This will come out New Year's Day, January 1st, HBO Max. Something else coming out New Year's Eve, January 1st.
Red Vines.
Lord El Melio, which if anyone is a big face.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Denied.
If anyone's a Fate Stay Night fan, or at least follows us here on Unfocus, and I love Fate Stay Night, Lord El Melio is a side story about Fate Zero, about one of the most likable characters, Waver, growing into a magical detective, solving magical crimes, catching magical criminals.
Damn, sounds magical.
It's great. I fucking love it. It's one of my favorite anime shows that they've made. It's just so creative, and like I never would have thought that character would have went that way, but it makes sense with their mythology.
Okay.
Super dope. There's already a series for it. The series is over. It's 13 episodes, plus an OVA, so 14 technically. But we haven't gotten more, even though there's 2 more manga books afterwards. So everyone's been kind of wondering. But on New Year's Eve, there will be a special about Lord El Melio coming out. It will tell you, I believe it's an extra long episode, so it's going to be like 30, 40 minutes. This will actually kind of like go over a little more information, a little more shit that happens in the manga by it. This will be coming, if you're watching on TV, it'll air on Tokyo MX BS11, whatever the fuck that means, or Gunma TV if you're in Japan. In America, I'm sure it'll be available for streaming on Funimation, on the El Melio channel. Just click Lord El Melio. It'll probably get added there a couple days afterwards. But yeah, so this is something that will be available. I just love this magical detective storyline. I'm glad there's more. I hope they keep doing more than this because I want more of it.
Never heard of it, but it sounds cool.
You'd have to watch Fate Stay Night, which you've definitely never seen any of that.
Nah. It's a game based off of it now, right?
The game was first.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have, how much do you need to get?
Like 3 or 4 more?
Let me do one more then.
3 more.
How I Met Your Father.
Wait, what?
You know about this or no?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I think it came up a while back, actually.
Yeah, maybe we briefly mentioned it.
Yeah.
It is a show. It's going to get some of the returning cast from How I Met Your Mother. If anyone didn't know, that's what the reference is here. How I Met Your Father. This series will also star Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff?
Yeah, she's going to be in it.
Interesting. Whose father are we talking about? We don't know.
I don't know. Oh, it's a brand new story about Hilary Duff, who's going to be playing a character called Sophie, and she recounts the story to her son about how she met his father. Apparently a lot of returning characters will be involved in this, but I don't know. Apparently it's a brand new side story, but continuation about a brand new character, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to trick us, and eventually she is connected into the story, which probably that's what's going to happen.
Maybe she has the pineapple.
I don't get it, but okay. This will be much like the Prey, the Predator movie we were talking about earlier, will actually come out on Hulu, because this is more of an adult thing. They're not going to put this on Disney Plus. And yeah, very interesting. I like that you actually know some shit about it. I want you to explain this to me and talk to me about this later. But yeah, How I Met Your Father, coming out in Hulu, January 18th, very soon. 2 months, 3 months.
Okay.
All right, AJ?
Naruto, you ever heard of him?
What's that?
It's like this cartoon. He's like a dude from the planet Namek.
Boring.
He's going to like has to do a duel in a card game to save the world from the Fire Nation.
Yo, scroll back up a little bit.
So Naruto's in Fortnite.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm tripping. I was like, why is there someone after Naruto? But that's Kakashi. Okay, go on.
It is Kakashi. Naruto's in Fortnite now. So I guess this is the trailer for it. I haven't seen this trailer. What the fuck is that back there? I don't know what this is.
The cat's like he's with everybody. Yeah. Why is he like a regular Naruto character?
I don't know.
Naruto.
Believe it. Oh my god, I can't believe they said that. They didn't show us anything.
That's
anyways,
fucking hilarious. They said believe it at the end.
But Naruto's in Fortnite now, right? And when this was first announced that this was going to be a thing, people were kind of concerned because like, oh my god, we're going to see Naruto running out with a gun? Because that's what Fortnite is, right? It's a shooting game, right? You get guns and rifles and shit like that, right? So people were like, how are you going to do it? I'm not sure how they're going to do it, though. I was going to watch some gameplay of it, but I haven't done that yet. But one of the funny things about Fortnite is that they have these emotes, right? You know, all those dance moves and stuff that come out. People have went ahead and started making funny videos of Sasuke doing these dances.
Wow.
You know, like the floss and like the whole
the common ones.
All those weird dances that Fortnite's famous for. They have Sasuke doing all that shit. It looks fucking hilarious because, you know, Sasuke, you know?
He doesn't seem like a type.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't seem like it off the top of my head.
So that's happening. So you guys can go look out for those memes going through Twitter and all that. I wish I got prepared some because some of them were fucking hilarious. But yeah, Naruto's in Fortnite if you guys still playing that.
Speaking of Fortnite, they're not only adding Naruto, they're also adding Universal Monsters, too, to their repertoire of characters you can play and create.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're going to be doing all the classic ones from the OG Universal Story movies.
Aren't they like a couple of weeks late?
Yeah, you would think this would have been done 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
But no, yeah, man, this isn't even coming out till next year. Weird, right?
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and some of the things they're going to be doing are, honestly, anything OG Universal Monster movies, for those that don't know, that includes Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula, Bride of Frankenstein, The Mummy, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I feel like Creature of the Black Lagoon. Am I missing one? I feel like I'm missing one.
Wow, no, Swamp Thing.
It's not one.
No?
No.
Oh, my bad.
He's made after the Creature of the Black Lagoon, so you're kind of ahead of your own game there.
Damn it.
But yeah, they're going to be introducing these
Dracula
characters. You guys can see even a teaser for it.
Did you say Dracula?
Yeah, I did say Dracula. Uh-huh. There is a teaser on YouTube if you want to take a look at it. The Universal Monster movies on monster characters on Fortnite. And yeah, just keep your eyes out for that. So more shit coming from them.
Cool.
Other thing, this is sad news. It's a dark day for Star Wars fans. Dark day for Star Wars fans.
Another one?
Another one, bro. Kathleen Kennedy got greenlit for 3 more years to work for Star Wars. Anyone that doesn't know who Kathleen Kennedy is, she's the mastermind between episodes 7, 8, and 9. The Resistance and all the things that people really don't like about Star Wars.
Why would they do that?
We don't know. No one knows. I don't like it. I hate it. I'm fucking mad. Everything she's been doing has been failing, and everything the other team has been doing has been succeeding. However, she still has the headspace in Lucasfilms. She's been famously doing less interviews than she used to do, so they're kind of keeping her out of the spotlight. I feel like this is a move of corporate people trying to save her and keep her in the game because they like her, or I don't know. But all I know is that Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau have been killing the Star Wars game for the past 2 years, and everyone thought they were going to kind of take over the whole thing, but
right.
they're not going to.
That's weird.
Yeah, she's been greenlit to continue for the next, till 2024.
Maybe they had a talk with her and like, yo, your shit just got fucked up, like, can you rebound off this shit?
And she's like, yeah, I got it. And they're like, okay, this game is
you think she has, like, someone on the side, like, helping her out, like, giving her tips?
I don't know,
writing
man.
The stories and stuff like that, maybe?
I almost don't want to speculate. I don't want to think about it, because honestly, it makes me not want to watch Star Wars shit anymore. Especially now that Dune's out, and we're going to get more Guardians of the Galaxy
Damn,
shit.
Damn, is Dune's going to be the new fucking Star Wars?
I mean, Dune is like Star Wars for adults, if you think about it. Like,
damn.
It's like Star Wars of blood. It's like Star Wars of blood.
Star Wars for kids.
Yeah, no, for adults.
You're saying Star Wars is for kids.
Yeah, it's kids' movies. Damn. George Lucas calls them that. George Lucas Damn. Knows they're kids' movies. I didn't
make
that up.
Heard it here first.
No, you didn't. I didn't make that up. Yeah, Star Wars are
fighting
made.
Words.
Star Wars are made for kids. Dune is like actually made for just regular modern sensibility. So I was just like, I feel like I'm just getting annoyed with Star Wars on top of everything. I'm like, I mean, like you guys should really fucking step your creative game up because Dune's out there, and I'm fucking 34, you know? Like, I don't need more episode ones where the kid's pod racing and shit. You know, I don't know. And then there's Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy's out there. Like, why do I need Star Wars if it's going to be boring if you're going to do Guardians of the Galaxy?
Because
like,
Guardians is different.
It's better. Right now, it's better.
And then Cowboy Bebop's coming out.
Not tomorrow. Day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, man. But I guess we'll just have to see what happens. This Kathleen Kennedy continuing is very disheartening. I hope it's not good. I mean, I hope it's better than what we've gotten.
Maybe it's a joke.
It doesn't seem to be. I wish it was, AJ. I wish it was.
They're just fucking with us.
Other real quick piece of news I wanted to point out. Let's see.
I'll jump into one real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. You do one.
So, in other news, I guess I only got one more. Oh, no, I got one small one. Okay, so Slobs. So Steam Labs OBS. So right now we're casting. We're using this program called OBS Studios. I think that's a repeat. I think OBS stands for Open Broadcast Software. Never mind. So it is a studio. Okay, that makes sense. Anyways, so OBS is a program that people use to cast like we are now. I've used this. Steam Labs is another version of it. It's like, because OBS is open software. It's like not blocked, so people can use it and program for it and do all types of crazy shit with it. And Steam Labs went ahead and made their own version of OBS, right? And call it Steam Labs OBS and Slobs for short, SLOBS, right? And then apparently they're kind of shady because when they started doing this, they kind of asked, you know, OBS if they can use the OBS name or whatever, you know, if they can collaborate or some shit. Steam Labs kind of came to OBS and OBS like, yeah, don't actually use our name, whatever. You know, you can use the software, whatever, but like, don't you know, go crazy with it. They end up going ahead and trademarking the whole Steam Labs OBS name. And OBS is like, yo, you got our name in your name. Like, the fuck, you know? But Steam Labs never like responded, never tried to hash anything out with them. And then now they're doing some other shit. Apparently their website is based off someone else's website. Oh, I forgot what their names was, but yeah, they're just fucking shady right now too. To the point where like they're like streamers that like support them are now like trying to like talk shit about them, but telling like, hey, if you guys don't correct your ways, we're gonna drop our support with you guys and stuff like that. So, and if these big streamers are not using Streamlabs OBS, then the users, like, you know, viewers are not gonna want to use it, right?
Yeah, they're gonna fall off. Yeah.
Yeah. So Streamlabs is one of the leading providers of live streaming software and tools, but the platform has come under fire for several other software and hardware brands along. with streamers who represent and use the platform to do their jobs, including Pokimane and Hassan. And then they announced Streamlabs Studios, a new web-based broadcasting studio launch in partnership with Twitch that aims to give more broadcasting customization options to users on Xbox consoles and already existing cloud-driven creative suits called out some issues. So yeah, people are just calling out issues about this programmer, and then they're, I don't know, people just got keeping their receipts, right, and just coming through like, yo, they've also done some shady shit, like why are we supporting all this right now? So kind of crazy. OBS even said in the tweet, near the launch of Slobs, actually, Streamlabs reached out to OBS about using the OBS name. We kindly asked them not to. They did so anyways, is what they said. They tried to sort things out privately, they said, but now they become uncooperative and everything. So yeah, so they're going after them now. So kind of crazy stuff going on with that right now. So just kind of, I don't know.
It's real out here. Real out here.
And big streamers like Pokimane, I talked about her like a couple weeks ago. They have her face on their website as support. Like, yeah, Pokimane, you know, thumbs up, you know. But then she put out a tweet. It's like, yeah, if you guys don't correct your shit, like, I'm going to have to ask you guys to take my face off your website and stuff like that. So,
fuck.
Yeah. Crazy stuff going on with that. So yeah, just some crazy stuff that's going on, and we don't use it, so we good.
Right. Yeah, fuck that shit.
So what you got? Oh, the thing with Streamlabs too is like, it is like there's a lot of tools in there. I don't like it because there's too much going on that of stuff that I'm not going to use with it. OBS, like, it's just plain and simple, like just bare bones stuff, and then you can add to it, as opposed to Streamlabs OBS, which had a bunch of shit already programmed into it. And then I feel like I'm restricted. Like, they make already layouts for you and all that. I'm like, I just want to make my own layout. I don't want to use ones that, you know, you're providing to me that everyone else is using. You know, they're pretty cool and everything. Like, I just never liked it because I didn't feel as free with it. Although it gave you a lot of support. I'd rather just figure it out because that's what I do.
What you do. That is what you do, actually. All right. Other quick piece of news. The creator of Full Metal Alchemist, the manga / anime famous in both Japan and America, the creators created a new manga altogether called Yomi no Tsugai. This one will be a manga about a boy who is teaming up with his imprisoned sister to uncover the secrets of a mysterious village. Looks pretty fucking cool. Comes out December 10th, 2021. The first issue, anyway. It'll be on Shonen Gangan, not Shonen Jump. Shonen Gangan, which is more like a slightly older kids kind of Shonen Jump thing. So if you want to check that out, that'll be there. The art for it looks pretty cool. It looks very similar to Full Metal Alchemist, not too different. Other piece of news. Chip and Dale.
Rescue Rangers,
exactly. As I mentioned earlier, they talked a little bit. They had a panel for the Chip and Dale's movie, the Rescue Rangers movie. The live-action one that's coming out later.
Live-action one.
We talked about it here. Yeah, next year there's live action Chip and Dale coming.
Okay.
John Mulaney's is the voice of Dale, who I fucking love. John Mulaney, he's hilarious. But you know, the creators have put out a picture for the production, and it's them holding a little script, you know, a little fucking rat sized script of the story.
That's cool. That's funny.
But if you look carefully in the background.
Oh, what does that one say?
There's a script that says Dark W something.
Oh, Dark W, that's all it says.
DW. Darkwing Duck. So apparently on top of this Rescue Rangers live action, which is coming out next year, they're also working on some kind of Darkwing Duck script. Now, this could be a couple things. This could be, as we mentioned earlier this year on the podcast, that they've hinted in the DuckTales show that there will be a Darkwing Duck spinoff show. So this could just be that animated show's script. Yeah. Maybe the same guy's working on it.
Yeah.
What it could also mean is that maybe there's a live-action CGI Darkwing Duck coming, much like this Rescue Rangers, which there's nothing I'd like to see more than a crossover, a detective crossover, between Rescue Rangers and Darkwing Duck.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Why has that never happened in the animated shit? I never thought about it till I saw this picture, AJ. I'm like, they're detectives. They could easily do it together. You know, like, imagine how funny it would be fucking watching Launchpad talk to what's the little mouse girl's name, you know?
Gadget.
Gadget and Launchpad, you know, fucking talking and her telling Launchpad what's up, you know? And
yeah.
Fucking, you know, fucking Monty, you know, joking with fucking, with Darkwing Duck and shit. You know, it could be great. It could be really cool shit. I could actually buy into a live action universe from Disney if it was based off of all the cartoon shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, let's fucking do this. I'm down with this. I don't know if that's really where they're going with it. Like we said earlier, it could just be for that new animated Darkwing Duck show.
Can we get Tailspins in the future then, maybe?
That's what I'm hoping, bro. I'm hoping. I mean, they already got Jungle Book. They already got the voice for Jungle Book. Just have Baloo's voice in Jungle Book be the voice for him in Tailspin. Boom. There you go. Synergy.
Yeah.
Corporate synergy. But yeah, so Rescue Rangers, who knows? Hopefully that's going to be something big going forward.
I'm going to call this episode Corporate Synergy.
That's funny. That's an episode. Other news, Eternals. In Japan, they have a poster for Eternals because, you know, it's obviously going to be showing over there too. But something they like to do that if you remember for me back in 2008 on Unfocused talking about it when I lived in Japan, I mentioned how there was, a poster for... What is that movie called about the dreams made by Christopher Nolan? Inception. There was a poster for Inception, and that poster was all anime style. And it was the exact same poster as the American with all of them standing on the street and fucking, you know, the Japanese guy in the background. But it was all hand-drawn into a manga style thing. Super fucking cool. That's something they just do with really big box offices in Japan.
That's cool.
I don't know why. Eternals wasn't any different.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know why I thought of Christopher Reeves when you said Christopher Nolan.
Right. Superheroes?
I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
This looks cool.
Yeah, this is made by Termae Rome, a manga creator. I'm going to see if I can find what manga she's done.
I
want to
find a bigger picture of it, but I can't.
Please do. Yeah, so this is a manga creator, Termae Rome. I'm going to see which... manga she's done specifically, but she did this poster for Eternals, and it's straight up them in a straight up anime vibe, all drawn anime style, and it kind of made me want a fucking Eternals anime. I was like, this looks kind of cool. Thermaya Rome is the name of the anime that she draws. Let me see what her name is, the creator's name of this art thing. But yeah, it's very like hero looking in style. I just like that Japan wanted to fuck with that. Her name is Mari Yamazaki. Yeah, and she drew this poster for Eternals. And yeah, man, I feel like she should make a Marvel manga with this kind of style of art. That'd be pretty cool. Like, I just like that they did this at all. And I like that that's still a thing in Japan. I wonder if she's even the one that drew the Inception one that I'm talking about from back in the day. She might be. But anyway, yeah, that's one little cool thing I thought was dope. Last piece of news for me.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, shit. I think I might have nothing, too. I think that might be it, AJ. Yeah. No. I do have one more. I'm tripping.
You have this image here about turtles.
Exactly. Click that one for me. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
I'm sure you did. This is a 14-inch turtle van.
14-inch? I think that's bigger than the original.
Yeah, it is bigger. And it's 12 inches wide, so it's much bigger.
It's a little bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah, and it fits all the TMNT Ultimates action figures.
What the fuck are the Ultimates?
TMNT Ultimates. It's the one that I think the recreates of the old ones.
Oh, those huge ones.
They're kind of the same as the old ones. They're not too far off.
They're bigger, though. They're, like, not even the normal, like, 6-inch size. They're, like...
Eight. Oh, they're 7-inch. You're right. I'm sorry. They're 7-inch scale, yeah. Well,
or
guess what?
4 or 5 inch. Yeah, these are bigger.
They all fit into this turtle van.
That's crazy.
And this turtle van looks super fucking dope. It's going to go on sale early next year.
Why is it so much money?
Yeah, because it has an opening roof and front doors, a swing out foot tenderizer, side door with a seat.
I want the fucking Mauser. Dude, swing. Look at that.
Oh, it's a Mauser.
That's ran over.
Oh, they hit it? That's funny.
Yeah, look, it has the tire marks.
Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
It has a swing-down windshield armor, rolling wheels with rubber tires, an accessible engine compartment, a removable ooze container, 2 removable wacko bombs, a removable pizza rim. Removable pizza rims for the tires.
Yeah, you got to have the spinners, you know.
A removable boom box. A removable radar dish. Remember the little dish they used to fucking find people? And a winch and tow hook with steel chain. You know how they use that cable that fucking grapples on shit?
It's all right here.
Yeah, that all comes with this. The Super 7, they call it the Super 7, I guess. It's super generous with its accessories. It also has It has four turtle headwear helmets. There's four helmets for the turtles to wear while they're riding it.
That's cool.
Flight goggles, sunglasses, a 7-piece tool set with toolbox, a damaged mouser, as AJ so keenly pointed out, and a sticker sheet where you can put different stickers on the bus. This is $449.
Fucking crazy. And then these turtles are like 50 something each. $55 each.
Yeah, it's coming out in January, guys. Yeah, so you happen to have $1,500 thrown around? So throw around, you know?
No, I think a little too much right there.
That's to get the whole set.
The whole set? $450 plus $220, that's six.
No, it's like $1,000. If you got $1,000 to throw around, don't forget taxes, shipping, and handling, you know, it's about $1,000.
Oh, fuck.
You know, unless you're going to pick it up, which I'm sure that would be a bitch.
All right, we're
going to
start a GoFundMe for AJ.
Yeah, AJ needs this. His life is in danger if he doesn't have it. Keep this.
Fuck.
This is looking cool, man. I just really like the look of this. You know, I don't even care about figures and toys and shit, but this looks fucking cool. I really like that.
Oh, that's funny. I like that picture.
Turtle.
Oh, panel. Shit. You can fucking go through this. How do I keep.
Yeah, this is openable roof.
Yeah.
There's a rubber guard that comes over
picture.
It.
Yeah. There's an extra seat over there, like the compared to. Oh, it opens up like that, dude.
Yeah, you can That's see awesome. Them all, man. You can yeah. see them. And they can all wear their turtle helmets Stickers. While they're fucking in there, too. There's helmets that
yeah.
come with it.
Yeah, there's a couple helmets that are shown right here. Oh, welding masks and some shades.
Because Donnie had worked on it. I remember when Donnie was blowtorching it for like 3 episodes. Remember? He was like working on it in the background. Mm-hmm. So cool.
That's cool.
All we got to say about that is turtle power. AJ, Unfocus Week, what you got planned?
Looking at this list because Diamond or Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl come out in a couple of days, I think. I think it's either tomorrow or Friday it comes out.
I saw the trailer. It looks really good.
So on this side, these are the Shiny exclusives, and these are the Diamond exclusives on this side. Apparently, Legendary Birds are in Pearl, so I might have to go get the...
The fuck?
The Pearl version because
The dogs are on the left
dude,
too.
Yeah, my dude Articuno, Lugia, you know, I wouldn't mind a Salamence, but damn, Trantor though. And they got Mawile over here too, man. But you know, I'll just trade because I don't know, you'll just end up trading. You'll probably get all those things anyways just by trading online, the GTS and all that. So yeah, hopefully going out and you know, getting this maybe, hopefully. Trying to find my other sleeves. Apparently, this purple deck is missing 5 sleeves. I have no idea where they're at. And then, you know, the usual stuff, hopefully play some stuff and hopefully play some soul and, I don't know.
All right.
What else you got?
For me, you know, always, I'm really getting Digimon, some more Digimon. I can't wait until I get this off and I can play some more Splatoon. I've been dying not getting to play in Splatoon for 2.5 weeks or like 2 weeks, I guess, 2 weeks. But yeah, I want to play some Splatoon, so I can't wait to get this off and do that. Battlestar Galactica. I'm almost done with season 3. I'm almost done with it. So close.
We're probably gonna watch Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna probably review that.
Anything else comes out this week?
Wheel of Time.
When's Hawkeye?
Dexter's already. Yeah, I think Hawkeye is this Friday too, right?
Was it next Friday?
Is it November 19th?
Fuck already.
I think it's this Friday.
That's wild.
Damn, Hawkeye, Wheel of Time, and fucking oh my god. And don't forget, Dexter's out. We haven't watched Dexter yet. We gotta watch that.
I'll wait. I'm not in no rush for Dexter right now.
Man, the only reason I'm kind of in a rush is I've seen spoilers online already. Oh. And I'm like, I feel like as more cool shit happens, they're gonna keep spoiling shit. So I feel like we should kind of get on that. You know what? Me and Wags were saying we should all watch Evangelion 4.0 finally.
I know, right?
I've been putting it off because I don't know if I don't want it to end or I know how. Here's the other thing I was saying. I don't know if it's because I don't want it to end or if it's because I'm scared. Because every time Evangelion ends, they fuck with you. They ruin your brain and like make you feel.
They ruin your brain.
They do. They make you feel. They give you a horrible tragedy where you watch everyone fucking die every time they redo Evangelion. So I'm kind of like, I almost don't want to see 4.0 because I feel like they're gonna leave me with a fucked up cliffhanger again where humanity might just be fucked. And I'm like, that's their thing. That's their MO in Evangelion. You know.
The 24th.
Oh, 24th. Oh, so that is next week. You're right. Next week.
Okay. Damn, that sucks. Yeah. But all right, that's fine. For Hawkeye guys next week. But yeah, freaking I saw like 2.0, right? I did watch that and it was all good until it got crazy at the end. I was like, oh my, I think that's why I haven't gone and watched the third one yet, because it just got super weird and crazy at the end.
I love the ending of 2.0. To me, that's the best part of the whole fucking movie trilogy so far.
But it just went so weird all of a sudden.
Yeah, because the story changed. I mean,
like in the middle.
If you think about it, they just expedited what happens to, what's her name? Rey?
Yes, and then
and then all of a sudden, third impact. Third impact's gonna happen now.
Yeah,
for a surprise, motherfucker! It's not happening in fucking 10 episodes. No. It's happening now.
Happening already, yeah. So I think that's why I've been kind of afraid to go to 3, because like everything I already know already happened.
And 3 doesn't fucking tell you anything. Like, yeah, you're just so confused with number 3. Maybe you'll get it better after seeing 2, though.
Maybe, you know? Yeah. So maybe I'll go watch that pretty soon, actually. Do that.
No, I was saying we should all watch 4.0 together.
Well, I need to go watch 3.0.
Oh, well, we've seen it twice. We just don't get it.
I'll only seen it once. I don't think I've seen it twice.
Did we see it twice together?
I hope not.
Because I've seen it 3 times, and I saw it once without you. I'm pretty sure you and I saw it twice together.
I've seen it once. I know I've seen it once for sure with you guys. That's it. That's the only time I can remember watching it.
Okay, maybe you only did once. Okay. Maybe.
I don't remember watching it a second time.
I know I saw it in theaters, and then I saw it with you, and then I think I saw it with... I guess you must have seen it again.
No.
Then theaters I saw it with a different friend, for sure. But I remember I was like, what the fuck, even then.
I don't remember it at all, so maybe you did. I don't know. And then if I don't do any of that, you know, maybe start getting into freaking My Hero.
Academia. Man, you should. It's so good.
I mean, there's so much coming out soon, though. Like, I'm not even sure if I should try, though, you know?
I'm not mad at you if you want to wait. There is a lot. We're about to get overwhelmed with content.
But I need to, because I'm planning to go visit my family for Christmas, right?
Oh, and they read it. They watch it, right?
My niece watches it. My sister was upset that she was already ahead of her. She was like, yeah, she was already watching that without me. I'm upset with her. But I'm like, fuck, I got
to
get on that right
now. What if we watch the first episode here? Well, you're probably about to eat right now.
I am, because I'm actually fucking hungry, too.
Actually, me, too. I'm focused. Right. Anything else we want
to talk about? Find out what we did next week.
Yeah. And we told them, you know.
Oh, well, it may not even happen. Usually what happens, right?
That's true. But yeah, don't forget.
I do want to get in Splatoon, too, though.
Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as this shit's off of me, I'm playing, man. I can't wait. But yeah, guys, thanks again for joining us. I'm Focus. We'll be back next week, same time, same bat channel.
Join our Discord. Let us know what you guys think. Give us your thoughts on whatever we talked about today.
And email us at gmail.com. I'm Focus Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, do that
too. Peace.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!